Evan Jackson.
Shining out from the darkness of D.C.
Today, I'm pledging to cut the deficit by half by the end of my first term in office.
You found the bright light of the black sphere.
The black sphere
with Kevin Jackson.
We're digging a hole and we're digging it deeper.
The Black Sphere Radio Network. Putting an end to identity politics.
Here's Kevin Jackson.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. I am KJ. Thanks for being here, you microaggressive, freedom-loving patriots. I will explain microaggressive later in the broadcast. Suffice it to say, the left is always calling us something. Something new, something that is not, nice, palatable. Something you would want to be called microaggressive. What, as opposed to aggressive? So instead of just, hey, you guys are no longer aggressive because we've gotten you in check. So now we're going to say you're microaggressive. You're just little bitty aggressive in tiny bite-sized chunks. No, you know what you guys are? You are macro stupid. That's what the left is. Macro stupid. Anyway, it's been a busy few days for me, folks. I was in New York City. I pulled heavy duty, bad duty. I was hanging out with Stacey Dash, the actress from the show Clueless. Somebody's got to do these things. I was seated next to Stacey. On my recent visit to Fox News, Sean Hannity's team called me literally hours before I was going to have to leave. And they said, Kevin, we want to tape the show on Thursday that's going to air on Friday. And I already had to do America's Newsroom. So I said, well, if I can make it in time to do America's Newsroom, which I barely did, I'll do that in studio with Martha McCallum. We'll tape the show. I'll fly back that night. I couldn't. I ended up having to stay over. And just for the record, I ended up in Michigan on Saturday because I had to do an event there. But while I was there, I got the seating chart. I said, how many people are on this panel? I didn't even know because I saw one of my other friends. His name is Kevin Martin. And Kevin goes, yeah, how many? So the producer hands us the sheet, and Kevin looks at me and says, Kev, I hate you. I go, why? He goes, you are sitting next to Stacey Dash. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I look at the seating chart, and sure enough, I'm sitting next to Stacey Dash. Well, it was close to the time of the segment, and who walks in? Well, the very same, Miss Stacey Dash. Sits down with her assistant. She's over. I didn't say a word to her. She ended up going to do some other stuff with her hair and getting ready, and ended up seeing her on the floor. I went to look at the seating chart, and sure enough, there I was. I was right next to her. I was to her left. And I didn't know much about Stacey going into the segment with Hannity, except, you know, obviously the controversy that had happened with her early on, just not too long ago. And of course, I knew her from the movie Clueless, where, admittedly, I thought she was one of the hottest people in Hollywood. Still thought she was one of these little Holly weirdos or whatever. And yes, in person, she is as stunning as she is on TV. She's a beautiful lady. But she's not just another pretty face. The thing I didn't know is how staunchly conservative Stacey is. Now, she caught H.E. Double Crooked Socks because she said she supported Romney. I supported Romney. I voted for Romney. I know a lot of people say what you want. Romney was a much better choice than, little McCain. I have no issue saying I was a Romney supporter, particularly in comparison to Barack Obama. But she caught amazing heck out in Hollywood, right? But I want to tell you what happened prior to the show, because I think that's the interesting thing about these different events is people are like, oh, Kevin, it was a great interview. You guys did great. It was the stuff that happens prior and what you don't hear that really makes it interesting. Well, anyway, Stacey thought I had said something liberalese, something that I said, she took it for liberalese, and she looked ready to jump down my throat. And I looked at her like, why are you looking at me crazy? And then I kind of thought about how she took it. I said, oh, hold on a minute. I go, first of all, you won't get any farther right than I am. To which she replied, I wouldn't be too sure of that. And I thought, okay, well, good luck with that, young lady. Well, anyway, when the show started, I really got a glimpse of who Stacey Dash is. The entire time those leftists were talking, and they started out with one of the guys who was very boisterous, and I guess he felt like he was going to talk over people. And she and I were psting, shut up, almost in unison. The two black guys behind us were undoubtedly liberal, not Delroy, who was directly behind me, but kind of to my left, or if you were looking at the TV, to your right. And there was a white chick in a blue dress, which was to our far right. And she spoke in what we thought of as coded liberalese. But there were times where, honestly, I'm actually surprised that Stacey and I weren't high-fiving each other as we did the synchronized eye rolls and the synchronized psst and shut ups and stuff like that. It was absolutely hysterical. And anyway, so the segment ends, and we later agreed that we were both pegging the far right meter and doggone proud of it, I hasten to add. But then we discussed Stacey's upcoming book, which is titled There Goes My Social Life. And I thought, what an intriguing title. Because it discusses her stardom in general and her political coming out as a Republican, as it were. And she was just, Kevin, I want to talk about this book. I think it's an amazing, I think the story is going to help a lot of people. And I thought, wow. So I'm going to tell you something, folks, that like me, Stacey Dash is not at all afraid of being an unapologetic conservative. And she is, in fact, a fighter. Ironically, I mentioned to Sean about joining me at a friend of mine's Krav Maga martial arts school for this big deal that he's got going, where I've got a test for international certification in Krav Maga, which is the Israeli Defense Fighting Forces martial arts. And in hearing that, Stacey goes, I want to come. And she added that her 24-year-old son trains in Krav Maga. And I was like, look, this is not some Mealy Mouse thing that's going to get watered down for you. And she goes, I know, I want to go, I want to do it. So I suspect we're going to be seeing and hearing a lot more from her in politics. And eventually others in Hollywood are going to find the courage of conviction that she's demonstrating. And honestly, I wish I could have hung around longer to visit with Sean, but I had that event in Michigan. And I met some amazing, great patriots there. I was very encouraged with the activism that was on display, as these people are following up with elected officials at all levels. I'm talking about from the school board to the parks commission, etc. And if they don't live up to conservative ideals, they're getting them kicked out of office. It was amazing to see. So anyway, that was sort of the back. Stuff you didn't hear on camera, stuff you wouldn't have known about, and hopefully you enjoy that. I want to bring you some of that stuff because I think that it's interesting to know the dynamics around these things. Anyway, so what's in the news? Obama is taking away the cops' military weapons. I find this interesting. He's defanging the tigers, declawing them. Obama believes it's a cop problem in America. Look at any of these cities. I've given you Baltimore as a statistic. 370% above the nation's norm in violent crime. And he thinks there's a cop problem. If there is, it's that the cops aren't doing enough. They aren't cracking enough heads. Then, of course, we get the Democrat, Loretta Sanchez, who did her Indian ho, 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 cry at a meeting with Indians. Can you imagine the gonads it takes to do that? I mean, the Indians were upset to say the least. Wow. So then they interviewed her after, and she made up some excuse that she ran out of the meeting because the reporters were like, wait, tell us more. Pocahontas. Lindsey Graham should be drug tested. This man actually thinks he can be president. He's delusional. He's lucky that he kept his Senate seat. That is a Senate seat that we need to all say enough is enough. We can get South Carolina to get rid of Lindsey Graham. We can do this. They attacked an Air Force general. Why? For his religion. Did you hear about this guy? All he did, he professed his religion. When you're thinking about this program and why I tell you I will not back down against liberalism, I want you to think about an Air Force general who's giving a personal talk, and he talks about God and God in his life, and people actually want his job. Folks, Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. I am happy to be here with you. I hope you enjoy my work. Go check us out at theblacksphere.net. My new book is out, Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion-Dollar Business of Liberalism. You can get it at racepimping.com. We're back in just a sec.
If you feel like the media doesn't want people to hear what you have to say...
Shut up! Will you shut up?
You ought to be Kevin Jackson.
All of us want to make a difference. As veterans, we committed to protect our country. We served and sacrificed for the things that mattered most. Those experiences shaped our lives. Even if it isn't always obvious to those around us. And now that we've served, our commitments have taken on a new meaning. We're husbands, wives, parents, friends, and neighbors. But sometimes we still feel alone. We forget that our biggest challenge can be to ask for support when we need it. The Veterans Crisis Line is here for all veterans, service members, and their loved ones. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat online at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255. It matters.
Hey, y'all. This is Cedric the Entertainer. You probably know one of the 29 million Americans living with diabetes. I do. My dad has type 2 diabetes. What I didn't know was that diabetes led to nerve damage and burning pain in his feet and hands that causes him great discomfort. A condition called painful diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or diabetic nerve pain. One out of five people with diabetes has this pain, but many don't talk to their doctors about it. They don't think the pain is connected to their diabetes, may fear what the pain means, or try to deal with it alone. But when I saw my dad was finding ways to work around the pain, I knew he had to do something. Step on up. If you have diabetes and burning, shooting pain in your feet or hands, don't suffer in silence. Have a real conversation with your doctor and take a step towards some pain relief. Visit steponup.com to learn more about your symptoms.
The presidential race for 2016 has started early. The hosts on this radio station are all over it. Most voters aren't sure who to back. So we promise in the coming months, you'll hear them on this station, all of them. Find out where they stand. Listen how they handle the tough questions. All of them except Hillary will answer. Hillary doesn't seem so interested in mixing it up here. That's okay. We'll find somebody who is. There's plenty of them. AM 860, The Answer.
Here at Phil's Gang, we understand the ghosts of 2008 and 2009 hang over all investors. In a recent banking analyst report, studies show the reason people are not investing in the stock market is a greater need for financial education. At Phil's Gang, we are your number one provider of financial investing education techniques. For over a decade, Phil Grandy has been coaching, guiding, and helping people build a successful trading plan for any time frame, from current income to retirement security.
I think what you're doing is extremely important. People don't realize this, but financial education is, in many respects, the most important education you can get, and that's what they're getting from your show.
Build your investment confidence with Phil's Gang today, with daily webinars, alerts, and educational videos. And all material is archived for your convenience. Put the investment ghosts in the past and start investing with Phil Grandy and Phil's Gang today. For more information, simply go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com. Or call 877-600-GANG. That's 877-600-4264.
Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt. Many credit card companies have nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. People can barely afford to keep up. Here's the great news. With our powerful program, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are a nationwide nonprofit and have helped over 600,000 people with their credit cards. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-495-1307. That's 800-495-1307.
This is an encore presentation of the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We got word that another top ISIS thug has been killed. Yes, another ISIS thug has been killed. So what? Is this supposed to make us feel better?
That means we have better intelligence on the ground, is what I heard some pundits say.
We got one dude killed, so it was good intelligence. I'm supposed to feel better that the government may be doing its job. You understand what I'm saying to you, folks? We wouldn't have ISIS if this government had done its job. Unbelievable what the left... what did Barack Obama say? They're losing ground. We don't need to do a ground war. What has dominated the news cycle? You want to hear a few headlines? Ramadi has fallen. Islamic State claims another Iraqi city. That was the headline. I didn't read the article. That gave me enough. Here's another headline. Our goal is killing Obama and worshipers of the cross. Part of that, some of you are going, I could agree with, right? I know the NSA is listening, Kevin. Ain't my words. If they want to go after somebody, go after ISIS. They're the ones who said it. ISIS said, our goal is killing Obama and worshipers of the cross. I don't know why in the world ISIS would want to kill Barack Obama. He is the best thing for them since sliced bread. What we're hearing in Ramadi is that the Iraqis are leaving even more of the stuff that we left. And so, you know what? Why should they have a procurement, a quartermaster department or procurement department, when we're leaving all the goods there for them? They don't need to worry about requisitioning from the Russians. They just say, hey, we just keep fighting, and eventually the Iraqis are going to run away from all this American equipment. Why? Because we don't have troops on the ground. I would love for the left to tell me how we have made such progress against our war on terror, against people who want to cut off our heads for no other reason than we won't practice their stinky religion, and they act like we've made gains. Why? Because we killed an ISIS thug. Didn't I just tell you that, silly? I want to give a shout out to the Army Rangers who did their jobs in getting this guy, and they didn't lose any lives on the American side. Congratulations, fellas. You are Special Forces superstars. I am so proud to know you guys and to train with you, you know, and to help you become even better warriors. If you think ISIS is losing against Barack Obama, then you likely believe Obama's unemployment numbers. Maybe you even believe his poll numbers. You probably fell for the Hillary Clinton email server, right? Hillary convinced you that she's dead broke. Unbelievable. This is the kind of stuff that we battle every single day. The government telling you, ISIS is the JV team, right? They're the JV team. We got them. Iran, they're tiny. Iran, they're little. They're little. Do we have that clip of Obama saying Iran is little?
Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, these countries are tiny compared to the Soviet Union. They don't pose a serious threat to us. Iran, they spend 1/100th of what we spend on the military. I mean, if Iran ever tried to pose a serious threat to us, they wouldn't stand a chance.
And then they want you to believe that Obama is competent. When you find out stuff like this, unbelievable. I mentioned earlier, in his infinite wisdom, the smartest guy in the room, the smartest president ever, Barack Obama, now wants to take away the armor from cops. Hey, I have an idea, Barack. Why don't you just give the cops rubber bullets? And let's do something really slick. Let's take away their bulletproof jackets. Let's do that. Or why don't you just issue an order that cops can only observe and report, like mall cops? This is the man who is at the head of your military. He is the person whose single task is to protect American citizens. To protect American citizens. So his idea of protecting us is to enhance the war on terror. Oh, by the way, everybody on the left is saying Pamela Geller's deal down in Texas, that just incited the Muslims. See, you're not making the job easier on Obama. He's trying to calm the Muslims down. The same way he's trying to calm black thugs down, these domestic terrorists. He's saying, hey, look, don't incite them. Don't talk about opportunity. Don't talk about jobs. Don't talk about better educations, better neighborhoods, safer neighborhoods. Hey, don't talk about that stuff. You're just inciting them. You know, they just let them understand. Always let them know that you understand their situation. You understand why they knock people in the head and beat people up and, you know, rape and pillage. And in the case of ISIS, you understand them. You understand their angst, their disappointment, their anger, if you will, with America, because we're imperialists. We want to impose our view on them the same way we're doing this in these ghettos, right? White people are out there talking about the Bible and stuff. Out there trying to get these people to be free thinkers, to make them understand, hey, look, it doesn't have to be the way that it's been for 5 or 6 decades under Democrat rule. Oh, heretic? I was thinking the cross between heretic and deretic, or derelict and heretic. I've coined a new word. But that's what we're dealing with. You have a guy who can't, I mean, the commander-in-chief who can't command. We're losing ground like crazy. And then he takes the very same thing, the troops. The cops are nothing more than the troops for civilian life. And he takes the troops and he demoralizes them. It's amazing. And people go for this. Right now, the meme is being sold that cops are bad. Forget that I'm going to get the rest of the statistics for you guys. I'm only going to use Baltimore for right now, but in Baltimore, 370% higher crime rate than the average American town per 100,000 people. They measure it per 100,000. And he says, we got a cop problem. Well, he's telling the rest of the world, we don't have a terrorism problem. We have a military problem. Our military. They're the ones creating this. And you, American citizens, you're the ones doing it, you microaggressive people. Short break. Back in a minute.
Listening to Kevin Jackson has been known to cause stiffening of the conservative backbone and the need to give spontaneous liberal beatdowns.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The death toll in Texas from heavy rains has reached 3. Police in the Dallas suburb of DeSoto say an officer and a search dog found the bodies of a 14-year-old boy and his dog in a storm drain near the boy's home. The boy's family had reported him missing about 10 p.m. Sunday after one of his two dogs showed up alone at the house, wet and extremely muddy. The Massachusetts Port Authority says an anonymous threat made against a Paris to Boston airliner has been deemed not credible. Anonymous telephone threats were made today against five other international flights to airports in Newark and New York and New Jersey. The FBI says in one instance, U.S. military jets escorted an Air France flight into New York City. Officials say none of the threats appear to be credible. And officials from Plains All-American Pipeline say they hope the broken section of a pipeline that spilled oil along the California coast can be removed tomorrow. SRN News.
We're gathered today to remember those who served, those who fought.
It's Memorial Day weekend, and while you're between barbecues, take the time to reflect on the reason we celebrate. This weekend, we celebrate freedom, liberty, and the men and women that have fought and died to protect us. All gave some gave all. To all former and active military heroes, we say thanks. From AM 860, The Answer.
George's Wholesale Tires wants you to know there's a lot more to tires than just rubber and tread. Many different factors come into play when selecting tires for your vehicle. George's Wholesale Tire will help you outfit your vehicle with the perfect tires for your driving needs. Family owned and operated since 1995, they've become a one-stop, on-the-spot automotive repair facility for Bay Area customers. Check out their full range of products and services at georgeswholesaletire.com. That's georgeswholesaletire.com.
Millions of people juice every day to stay healthy, lean, and energized. Juicing rejuvenates, it cleanses, and it can trim you down. But there's just one catch, the cost. Who's got $5 to $10 a day to spend on fresh produce? Who's got the time to buy it, wash it, blend it, and clean it all up? Well, now there's a shortcut so you can enjoy the benefits of organic juicing quickly and easily. It's called OJC, the Organic Juice Cleanse from Purity Products. Best of all, today it's free. That's right. Try a free bottle of OJC with over 20 farm-fresh certified organic superfruits and berries. It's organic juicing made simple. Just scoop, shake, and go, and you'll feel great all day. And we're so sure the Organic Juice Cleanse will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle. Just call 1-800-364-3714. That's 1-800-364-3714. Call now. 1-800-364-3714.
The next time you could use a pick-me-up, head over to Godvine.com for uplifting and inspirational videos that you'll truly love. Join the millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. They know that Godvine videos are specially chosen to bring joy and share the love of God and the wonder of His creations. For the very best Christian videos, visit us today at Godvine.com.
AM 860 The Answer. Online at am860theanswer.com.
This evening, some shower or thunderstorm activity. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy tonight with an overnight low 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a thunderstorm in the area late in the afternoon with a high of 90. Tomorrow night, a shower or thunderstorm in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, low 74. And Wednesday, partly sunny, a high of 92. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
This is an encore presentation of The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
All right, everybody. It turns out Beyonce and Jay-Z bailed out the Ferguson protesters. Hard to believe, isn't it? Actually, it isn't. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. Kevin Jackson here. You think learning that Beyonce and Jay-Z bailed out the Ferguson protesters will impact how people feel about America's black royalty? Because that's what they are, aren't they? They are the king and queen of hip-hop, R&B, soul, or whatever it is. Friends with Barack Obama. We should be happy that they live here in this United States, at least according to Jay-Z.
My presence is charity, just who I am, just like Obama's is. Obama provides hope. Whether he does anything, the hope that he provides for a nation and outside of America is enough.
There you have it, you patriots who dare make fun of Barack Obama. Jay-Z, the man who's bailing out Ferguson protesters. Folks, it is not just that angry, evil white guy by the name of George Soros who's financing this evil. It's Jay-Z and Beyonce, happy to bail people out of jail. Think these two will apologize for their malfeasance? Their meddling? You think they care? Or do you think that they just believe they're part of the privileged class? That they can do a drive-by, they can burn Ferguson down, get these absolute hooligans out of jail to go rinse and repeat somewhere else, and they just drive along, or I shouldn't say drive along, be driven along in their limos to the next bit of evil? Do you think that Jay-Z and Beyonce know that there are places they can go to in this country where nobody would know or care who they are? Or do you think that they're so full of themselves that they think everybody will fawn all over them if they show up somewhere? Where'd Jay-Z and B? I can tell you right now, I don't know what Jay... I don't think Jay-Z's that talented, but I don't pay attention to rap nonsense, number one. But let's say that he is. Here's the thing. If Jay-Z were walking down the block in my on my street, I, as God is my witness, I wouldn't even stop him. Why? Is he supposed to be somebody special? What, is he now royal status? Has he reached young white British royalty where we all stop and we got to see who their kids are and all that? Maybe for some people in America, but he's not royalty to me. Speaking of royalty, black royalty at that, Al Sharpton's daughter suing for $5 million. Now that's some irony, isn't it? And you got to wonder where that figure came from. So let's do the math. Sharpton owes $4.5 million. If you hit the lotto, you want a little something to show for your work. So if they took the $5 million, paid off Al's debts, they'd still be left with $500,000 to start another company that they could defraud the stakeholders and tax-paying citizens out of. She certainly learned at the feet of the master when it comes to manipulating and becoming a shakedown artist. His eldest child wants taxpayers of the city to pay for her being too stupid to learn how to walk correctly. Says she fell in the street and she sprained her ankle. That must have been one heck of an ankle to be worth $5 million. Dominique said she was severely injured, bruised, and wounded when she stumbled over uneven pavement at the corner of Broome Street and Broadway. This is in New York. This is what she's alleging according to her lawsuit. Unbelievable. I mean, we believe it. And you know what's interesting? I didn't even know that Sharpton had any kids until Dominique hit the scene and just decided she's going to try to extort the citizens of New York out of $5 million. But unfortunately, Dominique made a mistake and she exercised white privilege because on vacation in Bali, she's still claiming that she suffers from the physical pain and bodily injuries of this. When she filed suit against the city's departments of transportation and environmental protection, she said, "I sprained my ankle real bad, lots of lab." That's what she wrote to Instagram after her October 2nd fall. But she was pictured walking in boots in the weeks following the tumble. And by December, Dominique was good to go for the National Action Network's Justice for All march in Washington, D.C. And then for a New Year's Eve jaunt to Miami Beach. And where do we find her? Despite claiming her permanent physical pain, in a breathless notice of claim, there are social media shots of her in high heels and another of her climbing a ladder to decorate a Christmas tree. Oh. And she's vacationing by hiking.
This is the Black Sphere
with Kevin Jackson.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
Three personnel carriers
with 16 of us on board.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away
it was an IED. The first vehicle
got wasted. And those guys took
a huge hit.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
In today's military, women face the same dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But when they come home, women veterans confront a whole different set of challenges, like unique health care issues or not receiving respect or even acknowledgement for serving in harm's way. DAV understands the problems women veterans face, and we can help. Many DAV advisors are female veterans. They've been there, and they're ready to provide expert guidance. DAV fights to get you the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help.
Grandma, read me a story, please.
It breaks my heart to tell my granddaughter no, but I had to give up books last year because of age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. It's an eye disease that can lead to blindness and affects lots of baby boomers like me as we get older. I wish I had known there are ways to help prevent AMD and about the warning signs like blind spots or blurry vision. I regret not seeing my eye doctor sooner because early detection is key to saving your sight, and there are clinically approved treatments for its advanced form. If you think you may have AMD, you're not alone. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD.
Storytime just isn't the same without Grandma reading to me.
It just breaks my heart. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS. Don't wait. AMD sure doesn't.
Bill Bennett isn't pleased with GOP leadership in Congress.
The Department of Homeland Security. I mean, this is a mess. It's just awful. There's plenty of blame to go around, by the way. You know, step down Boehner, don't step down Boehner. It's really irrelevant. I mean, unless you just think you can get another leader who could get things better organized. But, Boehner and McConnell just have to have a plan here and stick to it in a sensible way.
Bill Bennett's Morning in America. Weekday mornings at 6, right before Mike Gallagher at 9. On AM 860, The Answer.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Vermost Insurance Agency is here to help you plan for that moment. Vermost Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agency and Dave Ramsey's endorsed local provider for home and auto insurance. Call Vermost Insurance at 727-748-2886. That's 727-748-2886. Or go to our website, www.vermost.com. That's www.vermost.com. Vermost Insurance Agency, your protection and peace of mind is our only business.
How are the kids doing in school? Have you been thinking about making a change to a private Christian school? There's a lot of good ones around here, but the cost is always a big question mark. Well, do we have a tuition solution for you in 2015? Half-price tuition at some of our area's best Christian schools, including Citrus Park Christian School and Sefner Christian Academy, all at superradiodeals.com. Log on and start saving on tuition in 2015 at superradiodeals.com.
This is an encore presentation of The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, The Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism, and you can find out more about that book at racepimping.com. Well, the biker gangs had a shootout in Waco, Texas, and our tweet of the day comes from Harold Iskovitz, who said, "I hope moderate biker gangs will condemn the events in hashtag Waco." An obvious play on the Islamic scourge known as radical Islam and the fact that moderate Islamists don't seem to speak out very much, that except for Dr. Judy Jasser, who does speak out against it. And I absolutely love what Judy does when he does that because he puts his life on the line. Like Pamela Geller. Anyway, what I want to talk about now is this new thing called microaggression. And you've probably heard this story. Arizona State University students are petitioning the university to change the name of its pedestrian walkways because they're called walk-only zones. Why do we even call them walkways when there are people who have to be wheeled, right? Why do we do that? Well, that's called a microaggression, see? You didn't realize that, but you're being offensive to people when you say to a bunch of kids, hey, kids, walk this way. Or if you say, hey, follow me or walk with me. Things like that. You don't realize it, but you are mean-spirited. Because there are people out there who cannot walk, my friend. They cannot walk. And you, through your microaggression, are teasing them. You're doing radical stuff. Yeah. The public university enforces these walk-only zones on its Tempe, Arizona campus during the weekdays in certain areas around campus in order to enhance pedestrian safety. Did you get that? Did you hear that word? Pedestrian. Do you know what that means? Well, it has a couple of meanings, but the main meaning, it means people who are walking. So it's meant to enhance pedestrian safety and ease vehicle congestion. But during the enforcement period, during which students are paid to patrol, wheeled vehicles, including bicycles, delivery vans, landscaping vehicles, golf carts, scooters, segways, skateboards, etc., are banned from the area. That's right, they won't let them use that area. And so, this one guy said, I was on crutches for 5 weeks and felt uncomfortable when I saw this sign. Yeah, he was uncomfortable. Had never noticed it up to that point. It was only when he was an ambulant. That means his inability to walk for you liberals out there. I know I sometimes use big words, only to confuse those with little minds. Anyway, according to Change.org's petition that got signed by more than, get this, 50 people, the zone's name, and I quote, marginalizes disabled bodies who cannot walk. Now, this was started by Alec Melger of Mesa, Arizona. And the petition asked the university to change the name of these walk-only zones to pedestrian-only, which, as I said earlier, still only talks about people who can walk. Or they'll take this, another, quote, inclusive name. So, for example, if you wanted to be funny about this, you could say, well, walk-only zones and those in wheelchairs and those who need to be carried and those who are in hovercrafts. I don't know. What's a more inclusive name? Walk-only if you can't. Unless if you cannot walk, then whatever means necessary only. I was on crutches for 5 weeks. Felt uncomfortable when seeing this sign, said James Kian. I guess it's Q-I-A-N. Okay. Big deal. Look, I don't want to tell you how to think. Doesn't this make you angry? You send your kids to school. And by the way, I'm going to finish that thought. I don't care the kid. I'm glad they're observant, that they're like, you know what? That's unfair, man. You know, be observant. You know, like Jerry Seinfeld. You know, he's noticing these walk-only zones. What do you do if you're in a wheelchair? But instead, it has to become a cause. They have to right the injustice. You know what I think it is? I think it's these little liberal pukes that think they're too important. They're too self-important. I'm important. I'm going to give something back in my life. And you know what? They're afraid. They got nothing. They've invested in an ideology that is as empty as Joe Biden's head and as empty as Barack Obama's suit. And they're afraid. What if I die and I haven't done anything worth a dang? See, they don't get it. It isn't these big macro things, you know, it isn't inventing Windows, the Apple operating system, the iPhone. That's not what's going to make you somebody special in life. You know what's going to make you something special in life? is how you interact with people around you. It's those little things you do. That person you held the umbrella for because it was raining. That person you struck up a conversation with on a bus that prevented them from committing suicide. The things you don't even know that you've impacted. You're lucky if you find out about it. I got a Marine I hired once, and we keep in touch, same as Jim, and he tells me all the time, Kev, I have you to thank for my career. And had I not bumped into him on Facebook or something, I never would have known that. But you know what? I'm proud of that. But I didn't have to know it. I know that I interacted with Jim when he was a bartender, and I said, man, you got lots more in you. Let's get you out of this bar. And the rest, as they say, is history. But these people, they feel like they got to make an impact. I saved the wheelchair people of America. You didn't do anything. Most of these people don't want your help. It's like people with deaf folks. They have a cure for that. And deaf people go, so? Maybe I like being deaf. I like the way my other senses perk up. Leave me alone. Short break, folks. Back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson, your go-to guy for the zombie apocalypse.
Liberals love to put zombies in charge of other zombies, and that's why Marion Barry's a success story for DC.
This is the Black Sphere Radio Network.
My name's Michaela. I joined the Army at 17. When I got back from Iraq a few years ago, I became pregnant and ended up homeless.
No veteran should ever face homelessness. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working hard to end veteran homelessness by the end of 2015. VA offers programs to help eligible veterans stay healthy, find a job, and secure or maintain safe, stable housing. With a simple call to 877-424-3838, specialists can connect veterans to the services and support they have earned, regardless of their branch or era of service.
My life works now. I got help from VA, and now I'm on a mission to share these resources.
VA is here to help. If you or a veteran you know is homeless or at immediate risk of becoming homeless, call 877-424-3838 or chat online at va.gov/homeless.
This is Paul Porter, and most of you know I keep a pretty hectic schedule working for four different sports teams. A good night's sleep is something I depend on to keep up with my aggressive schedule. I've recently started sleeping on a pillow from MyPillow. MyPillow conforms to my head using its patented three-piece interlocking fill that gently cradles my head and neck. It's supportive yet maintains its shape and is completely machine washable and dryable. If a good night's sleep is as important to you as it is to me, you need to invest in a pillow from MyPillow. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. To order your pillow so you can start getting the quality night's sleep you need, do what I did. Call 1-800-875-1996, 1-800-875-1996, or visit MyPillow.com and use the promo code SHEEP. A good night's sleep is worth its weight in gold. It's working for me, and it'll work for you, too. Get your pillow from MyPillow. Call 1-800-875-1996 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SHEEP. Sheep.
Memorial Day was first celebrated on May the 30th, 1868. It was observed by placing flowers on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers during the first national celebration. President James Garfield made a speech at the Arlington National Cemetery, after which around 5,000 participants helped to decorate the graves of more than 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers who were buried there. 3 years after the Civil War ended, on May the 5th, 1868, the Grand Army of the Republic established Decoration Day as a time for the nation to decorate the graves of the war dead with flowers. Major General John A. Logan declared that Decoration Day should be observed on May 30th. This date was chosen because flowers would be in bloom all over the country, no matter in which state you lived. All gave some gave all. On Memorial Day, we remember those who gave all. God bless them all, and God bless the United States of America.
In honor of those who've fallen defending our great nation, Auto Glass America supports America's military and all who protect her.
This is an encore presentation of the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
Liberals simply do not have lives. Not meaningful ones anyway. They have lives. Have you been to a college campus in a while? You should see it, man. These kids are all, they'll be in a group And they're just sitting there on their phones. Every now and then looking up to go, ha ha ha. They don't engage. They don't even know how. It's amazing to watch them. Tuned out. They think they're tuned in. They think they've got it together. They think, man, you know, life is good. Look at all the things I'm able to balance. And life's just passing by. I mean, I can't even describe it. You've been on your phone, like you'll be on your phone walking along and or involved in a conversation, and life, you look up and it's like, whoa, what just happened? Where did I go? How did I end up here? They have meaningless lives. So they make up a term for us, for the ones of us who are living life to the fullest. The ones who are so insensitive that we, you know, we're the ones that actually end up going to take care of the people in the nursing homes and the convalescent homes and what have you. But they're the ones that are in tune. They're the ones that are worried about the people who cannot walk being offended by the walk-only zones. That's like me being offended when I go to the range and it says, you know, no firearms beyond here, or, you know, or the area where it says you can't swim here. I'm offended because you are not allowing for the swimmers to have access. I mean, I could get so ridiculous in how we approach this. And it's all because these people say it's necessary. They call it oppressive language, even. Oppressive language. By using walk-only zones where people can't walk, you're being oppressive, ergo microaggressive. They say it needs to be addressed because it's often forgotten. You don't even realize it's occurring. That's how sneaky microaggression is. It's kind of like conservatism. It'll just sneak up on you. And she finishes by saying this particular girl's name is Victoria Jackson, not my friend from SNL, Saturday Night Live, Victoria Jackson, but some leftist Victoria Jackson of Tempe, Arizona. And she says, word choice is one of the easiest things to change and often one of the most powerful. And she's right. If you're arguing with your spouse, there are word choices you don't want to make. But if you're talking about using a word of walk-only zones and it being offensive to people that cannot walk, I think they're big enough to protect themselves. If they're dealing with the lack of legs or the inability to walk, your thing is the least of their problems. Bugs me. Because this is how liberalism gets its creep. Why aren't we fighting this nonsense?
He's educated,
intellectual,
gentle and kind,
genial and optimistic.
He's fit and attractive.
He's black and conservative.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Phil Grandy explains why we won't see a Fed rate hike.
It's not going to happen. And I'm talking about the rate, interest rate hike, in which the Federal Reserve loans money to banks, what they call the overnight rate. They just can't do it. If they ever did that, that would be murder. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, there'd be a depression.
Phil's Gang, afternoons at 3, right before Michael Medved at 4 on AM 860. The Answer.
Genuine and original, two words that describe the Overhead Door Company of Tampa Bay, Tampa's oldest garage door company. This is Paul Porter. Don't be fooled by all those commercials you may see on TV or find on Google offering great big discounts. It's often for a much less than desirable product or service. You should trust a company I've known and have been doing business with for over 20 years. You'll find their work from beautiful Bayshore Boulevard to Raymond James Stadium. Look for the red ribbon for the original Overhead Door Company of Tampa Bay. Call 813-885-3667 or visit overheadtampa.com.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. WGUL, Dunedin. Online at am860theanswer.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Thousands of tributes to fallen American soldiers were paid today on this Memorial Day 2015. At ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery today, President Obama says Americans can pay a living tribute to U.S. troops who died in battle.
By living our own lives the way the fallen lived theirs,
a testament that greater love has no other than this, than to lay down your life for your friends.
At that ceremony, Army Chaplain Colonel Gary Studievsky praised for America's fallen heroes.
Grant them the peace that they found so elusive in this life, and let that peace be full and everlasting.
President Obama told the audience that the nation's debt to those who died fighting for their country is a debt we can never fully repay. But he added that America will never stop trying. Also at SRNNews.com, while rains continue to pound the area, the Blanco River between Austin and San Antonio continues to overflow, destroying hundreds of homes, killing three people and leaving 12 people missing. In Wimberley, Texas today, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says people in Hays County need to remember just how fast floodwaters can rise.
You may think that it's something that you can escape, but all too often it's something that you cannot escape if you do not get out of harm's way in advance.
Meanwhile, a 7-block area of Ciudad Acuña, a Mexican city on the border with Texas, is described as devastated from a tornado that struck this morning, killing at least 13 people. The tornado destroyed homes across the border from Del Rio, Texas, flinging cars like matchsticks and ripping an infant from a mother's arms. The White House is making it clear to Iraq that it still supports that country in the fight against the Islamic State group, even after Defense Secretary Ash Carter said yesterday that Iraqi troops showed no will to defend the city of Ramadi against the militants. This is SRN News.
You know that amazing pie at your favorite restaurant? Many of the finest restaurants rely on the Pie Factory, home of Tampa Bay's finest key lime pie. With 35 flavors, including strawberry rhubarb, peanut butter fudge swirl, banana cream, and chocolate Oreo bash, and over 12 kinds of cakes, you can enjoy your favorite today. Or try the shepherd's pie, savory crustless quiche, and all-you-can-eat Sunday breakfast. Call the Pie Factory at 727-593-1884 or online at piesflorida.com.
This is Paul Porter, the arena voice of the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Orlando Magic, the Tampa Bay Storm, and the press box voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'd like you to join me for the home team every Saturday from 11 to 1 right here on AM 860 The Answer. We'll talk about all of our local teams, and we'll keep you up to date with what's happening and what the real story is. So join me this Saturday and every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 860 The Answer.
Many U.S. hospitals have stopped the practice of sending breastfeeding new moms home with formula freebies.
Government researchers say free formula giveaways discourage nursing, and a CDC study found that in 2013, just one-third of the country's maternity wards offered baby formula freebies. That's down from nearly three-fourths in 2007. The practice is much more common at hospitals in some Midwestern and Southern states. Public health efforts discourage free baby formula because of health benefits that breastfeeding provides both infants and their mothers. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A new home is being built on the Bush family compound in Maine. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is getting a house of his own there, and he and his family plan to make summer visits. There are several homes at Walker's Point, including the home of former President George H.W. Bush and his wife, Barbara. This is SRN News. During this Memorial Day period, it is time to honor those who sacrificed their lives in war. But many veterans are watching events in Iraq.
Many who fought in the Iraqi war are especially concerned. ISIS terrorists now control the city of Ramadi. Thousands of American and Iraqi forces fought and died to protect that city. ISIS captured huge amounts of American weapons left by the Iraqi forces. ISIS now controls half of Syria, large parts of Iraq, and is expanding. American strategy to defeat ISIS is now under review. Connie Lawn, SRN News, Washington.
Three children have been injured after a waterspout came ashore on a Fort Lauderdale beach and sent an inflatable bounce house flying into the air above nearby palm trees, across a parking lot, and over four lanes of traffic. Police say the three children appeared to have fallen out when the bounce house first flipped over. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
Attention Pinellas County listeners. The new Pinellas County Shoot Straight store is now open on Ulmerton Road, just east of 49th Street in Clearwater, and features a totally air-conditioned shooting range with outside air. See trophy mounts from all over the world. Just like the original location on US 301 and MLK in Tampa, the second location in Clearwater on Ulmerton Road, just east of 49th Street, is open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday. Go to shoot-straight.com for all the details.
Tonight, a shower or a thunderstorm in spots for this evening. Otherwise, a cloudy night, overnight low 75. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a thunderstorm in the area in the afternoon with a high of 90. Tomorrow night, a shower or thunderstorm in the evening. Otherwise, a partly cloudy night, low 74. Wednesday, a partly sunny day with a high of 92. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
Shining out from the darkness of D.C.
Today, I'm pledging to cut the deficit by half by the end of my first term in office.
You found the bright light of the Black Sphere.
The Black Sphere
with Kevin Jackson.
We're digging a hole and we're digging it deeper.
The Black Sphere Radio Network. Putting an end to identity politics.
Here's Kevin Jackson.
Because it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Ow! Adam, what's his face? Ain't got nothing on me. I may be the next coach of The Voice. Did you hear that? Can you hear it? Yeah, oh, yeah, I got the chops. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Radio, Kevin Jackson here. You know what? Let's just say a little short prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for letting me be here right now with Kevin Jackson. Listening to this man. Putting me in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's white people out there going, what's he doing? That's not my church. We just go in and the preacher just says, hey y'all, thanks for being here, now open your Bibles too. That ain't black church. You in black church now. If you don't know how black church works, call one of your friends and say, I think I'm in black church. I'm listening to this dude on the radio. He's preaching. Oh, seriously, welcome, folks. Glad you're here. Look, interesting hour coming up. Interesting hour. So much going on with us on the TBS team. Big radio announcement coming up here shortly. I've been saying that a while. Okay. I ain't lying. I've been saying it a while. It takes a while. If I could make it all happen mystically and magically on my own, I would. But finally, we're getting the notice that we had. Let me tell you what happened to me. Here's what I'll give you. I'll give you this much. So I'm talking to a radio executive. This dude can hardly contain himself. He's like, Kevin, we heard your show. Oh, my gosh, man. He's like, Kevin, we've been looking for you are going to be the big deal in radio. Radio's changing. And he goes and he gives me 10 minutes of that. And I let him because I want to hear it. You know, I want to hear how good I am. So anyway, he finally cuts to it. He says, Kevin, here's what I did. I took your show to our affiliate division, the people that sell your show to other radio stations and see if they want it. They heard your demo, and my affiliate division is like, who is this? Where is this? Manna from heaven for them. We can get this show placed right away. They're ready to sell it. So he says, he goes, Kevin, honestly, short of getting out of their seats and dancing, that was the response. I was like, yeah, just listen. Then he goes on. He says, I then took it to my ad team. I wanted to know, can we sell the show? They were like, can we start selling it today? He goes, no, we don't own the show yet. We aren't there yet. So then he says, then I took it to the head of our network. And he says this, how did we miss this guy on our radar? And see, this is where I blame you people. How did he miss me on his radar? That's y'all's fault. That's what Barack Obama would be telling you now. It's your fault. It's your fault. I ain't had a radio deal yet. I mean, come on now. I've been doing this stuff 7 years. No, so that's what he said. And he says, hey, we are absolutely all in. We're sold on the show. We think you're going to revolutionize radio. We just got to get you a bigger audience. What have I been saying to you folks? We got to get a bigger audience. So anyway, we're on our way. Nothing's official yet. You know, it's like a, it's like selling a house. You want to get two or three deals. You want to get two or three bids on it. You know what I mean? I'm kidding. Look, we do have other people looking at the show. But we are going to seriously consider what comes up because, you know, we need to be in more markets. And, you know, we've been doing it little by little, iteratively, making headway here and there. But we're about to go big time now. So that's as much as I can tell you at this point. Chicago, the city of Chicago has been downgraded financially. And everybody was tweeting, well, interesting that it coincides with the announcement of Obama's library being built there. Yeah, I agree. And speaking of downgrades, let me tell you something else that's going to be downgraded. L.A., Los Angeles, the next city that has passed a $15 minimum wage, $30,000 for any worker that goes to your job, and that does not include your burden rate. The additional, you know, $5,000 or so they're going to pay for, so $3,000 they're going to pay for Social Security, your Obamacare, and whatever else. The average employee is going to cost somebody about $36,000, $38,000 a year. Not average. The lowest level employee is going to cost you $35,000 to $38,000 a year. That's how crazy it is on the left coast. They don't have enough evidence of Seattle failing, restaurants closing, small businesses closing. You know, hours going to get cut back. These people have no concept of this. It is going to watch what happens in L.A. when this kicks in. It is going to be brutal. Crime's going to go up. Cop shootings, home invasions, all kinds of stuff. Spousal abuse. I'm serious. All that's going to go up over something silly like this. Because they want to call it a livable wage, man. I feel like we're all talking to Alcee Hastings.
We need to make more money as congressmen. I mean, come on, y'all don't know what it costs to live.
I tell you what, let's give Congress $15 as a minimum wage. See how they live on that. He's making $187,000 or whatever it is. He's complaining. They say the big Waco shootout, you know, that biker gang thing, was over a parking space. Yeah, and then they tried to compare. What they tried to compare? Oh, they tried to compare it to Baltimore. You know, like it was some racial incident or whatever. It was over a parking space. A couple of biker. I mean, come on. You know how biker gangs are. It isn't like it's something new there. But yeah, so that's what all that was, all the hoopla was about. I think, what, 9 people got killed? How many people got killed? 9 people? Do we know the races of these people? You got a race count? In case liberals are listening, liberals are like, Kevin, did any black people die? Yeah, one black dude died. Oh, my gosh, a tragedy. Oh, my goodness. Biker gangs fighting it out. I remember one of them happening in Vegas. I saw it on one of these shows. It was I can't remember. I think they start with an M, like the Mobleys and the Monsters or something. But anyway, yeah, they big-time shootout. The Hell's Angels. Ugly scene, man. And the thing about, you know, what makes biker gangs bad, no matter if you offend one of them, all of them have to fight. You know, it's not like you're going to fight one of them. You're going to fight the entire group. Yeah, it gets ugly with them. They call them the one percenters or something like that. Or three percenters? It's one percenters, right? I don't remember, but there's a percentage of biker gangs who, when you see that on their leather jackets, what they're saying is they have no respect for the law. They have no respect for you. If you bother one of them, you're bothering all of them, blah, 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 blah. But you got to take everybody out. There's something to be said for that. You know, it keeps the nonsense down. Girl Scouts, they say, are going to allow cross-dressing boys. Have you heard this? Girl Scouts are going to allow, I mean, they've already, you know, look, it used to be, you know, why don't they even have Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts anymore? Why don't they just have, you know, like asexual Scouts or something? I don't know what you call it. But Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. But why do we bother? They are so screwing up. And I think it's intentional to just screw with little kids' heads younger and younger and younger. That's why they want to give away free daycare. I mean, like lowering the daycare now is no, it is for school. The school, and I'm going to talk about this later in the broadcast, but they're now saying come to school earlier, and it's crushing the daycare centers. Why? Because the daycare centers, they can't really control the thought process there. So they want you in school. They're setting up these early development centers in schools that are crushing daycare. So your kid goes to school earlier and earlier, and they can start essentially imprinting on them. Earlier and earlier. Your child ain't going to be your own child. By the time your child is 6 years old, your child going to be like, who are you? Why? What are you doing here? All you're going to be is a paycheck. Give me my money and go shut up. Go sit down over there and shut up. Man, government is outrageous. I want to talk about the Congressional Black Caucus because they want to attack the tech sector. I think that's an interesting subject. Jesse Jackson has been going after the tech sector for, I don't know, the better part of this decade. He says, they don't have enough black people. They don't have enough women. So he's going after them. And I think it's great. Because I think the tech sector can say, they either save us or we go the way of the ghost. So let's hope they can save us. That, and we're going to talk about George Stephanopoulos and his ties to the Clintons. Guys interested in that? Then I want to go into what I was discussing on Megan the other day, taking away the police's weapons. Back in a minute.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
You found the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
During the Civil War, it was called Soldier's Heart. After World War II, they called it Gross Stress Reaction. It's been called Shell Shock, War Neurosis, and Battle Fatigue. Today, we call it post-traumatic stress disorder, and it affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's not a wound that you can see, though it can have an even more significant impact. Post-traumatic stress disorder can prevent warriors from living a normal life, hurt their relationships, and affect their ability to hold a steady job. The Wounded Warrior Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Please visit WoundedWarriorProject.org.
There's always a moment of truth where I say, look, it's either put up or shut up, and it was time to put up. I had crossed that thin line. It was 100 plus degrees. We were hot. We were on fire. We were yelling our hearts out. You could feel the intensity rising. Even in our tiredness, even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I told myself, you can suck up the pain for another mile and a half, and you will be a Marine. Not many people believe that I could do it. I don't know where I got the energy from. I don't know where the pain went to. But all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Mike Gallagher wonders where the Michael Brown supporters are now.
He's saying the hands up, don't shoot narrative was wrong. That was an assumption, and it was a lie. And people went around rioting and burning down buildings and protesting based on an utter, complete lie. Wonder what Michael Brown supporters are saying now.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 9, right before Dennis Prager at noon on AM 860. The Answer.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. We had been running up balances for quite some time, and it became a crisis. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We are now completely debt-free, and we will never be in the spot we were again, thanks to Trinity.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is John.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Emma.
And we're debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-990-6976.
You've probably heard about the beautiful track at West Chase Golf Club, but here's something you may not know. West Chase Golf Club is open to the public. That's right, it looks and feels like a private course, but it's open to the public. West Chase features a championship 18-hole par 72 course where you'll encounter all that nature has to offer. Birds, deer, and gators are frequent visitors. They offer full dining, a pro shop, and easy access just off the Veterans just northwest of the airport. Check out westchasegc.com for tee times and group outings or call 813-854-2331. West Chase Golf Club, it's not private, it just feels that way.
This is an encore presentation of the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
AM 860, The Answer.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. I am, among other things, author of a book called Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion-Dollar Business of Liberalism, that you can get at racepimping.com. And it is so fitting. It is so fitting for the world that we live in, because there are nothing but pimps out there, baby, pimping you. Whatever corner you live on, that is your pimp corner. Well, that is your, you know, your other, you're the other side of that equation, if you know what I mean. But that's your corner. You may not stand out there in a swimsuit, you know, looking inside of cars and booting over, but you are out there metaphorically. You better know it. Yes, sir. All because of liberalism.
Privilege cracker.
Exactly. I know it. I know it, Farrakhan. Preach, brother. The Congressional Black Caucus wants to diversify the tech sector. The tech sector is high tech. Yeah. That's all. That's the jobs out there in Silicon Valley. Facebook, Google, AOL, Yahoo, Apple, big companies, you know? Now, what's interesting is if you look at the number of blacks who graduate with the degrees that support that, amazingly small. I mean, I've got an electrical engineering degree, a computer science degree, and a math degree. I'm a freak. That's right. Not only am I freaky because I'm a black conservative, I'm a freak because I have a technical degree or technical degrees. But that doesn't matter to Jesse. He wants to see more black people. There needs to be more black people in Silicon Valley because there's not enough diversity, you know. So what the CBC, the Congressional Black Caucus, and people like Jesse Jackson are saying, quite honestly, is black people are too stupid to qualify for jobs at Google and other high-tech companies. That's what they're saying. That's the way I would sell it. See, because if you're black and you're qualified to go work at Google, for example, I'll tell you somebody who was black and qualified to work at Google. My oldest son. He interned at Google, and then they made him an offer. And he turned it down. That's how good my son is. He turned Google down. We were talking about it the other day. He says, hey, Dad. He goes, you remember when I turned Google down? When we talked about the stock they offered me, I said, yeah. He goes, had I taken the job, the stock that they offered me would be worth now. Now, this is 2 years later, $100,000. We looked at each other and laughed because I told him, I said, son, that doesn't, because the jobs, the offers were right in line with each other. Google may have been just a little less, like $2,000, $3,000 less per year. And I told him, yeah, but that's stock. He goes, yeah, but dad, it's not, I mean, it's, I don't feel like it's that big of a deal. 100 grand. It may be 3 years, but it's a short amount of time. And we had to get a big chuckle about it because he's a good, you know, he's a good kid. He's got money in the bank. He's not worried about it. But my son worked at Google, black kid. And let me tell you what, he wasn't affirmative action. It's because he's brilliant. Excuse me if I do say so myself. He is. But what the Congressional Black Caucus wants to do, folks, they want to guarantee ignorance in America's high-tech companies. They don't care that Google says, hey, well, you bring it. We don't care what you are. You could look like Jabba the Hutt and be green with yellow lips. And if you can code like a code monkey, they will hire you on the spot. They'll get you one of them Google cars that fit right around your big, enormous Jabba the Hutt butt, and they will do whatever it takes. You will be a rock star. Google doesn't care. So that's why they've never had any traction, the Congressional Black Caucus. But that's what they want. They want to guarantee it. You will hire ignorant black people, Google. Oh, yeah, you will. Hey. Why don't they just ask Google, raise your minimum wage to $50 an hour and then you can give black people them janitorial jobs and stuff. Anybody think that Jesse Jackson and the Congressional Black Caucus care about people, black people working at Google? Seriously. Do you think they really, like in the scheme of things, is it Google or do they want black people to have jobs? There's $15 an hour jobs now in L.A. and Seattle and other places. You know, are those jobs not good enough? Or is it just you got to get them in at Google? See, liberals will get this, you know, as they say, a burr in their saddle where they say, that Google, they're just too good for their own good. We got to figure out a way to ruin them. And it would have been okay if it hadn't been for that rascally Kevin Jackson. Is that what it is? What producer?
Would have been mine if it hadn't been for those meddling kids.
I'm serious. They want to ruin a good thing. That's all this is about. Something's working. Oh, my goodness. Something's working in capitalism. We've got to break it. Oh, yeah. They got to do something because you cannot let Google be successful without meddling.
These are demons.
Yeah, see? See? Thank you, Maxine. So, you know, I was just thinking about what jobs would be, you know, what career path would the Congressional Black Caucus leave alone? You know, do they go to like, you know, some white racist organization? I mean, bona fide, like there's a couple of them. You know, that just, you know, like, let's say that it's a company it's called Hate Blacks. Hate Black Clothing. Okay. Hate Blacks. Hate Black People Clothing Store. And I can see the black people going, the Congressional Black Caucus, y'all need to hire black people. And they go, all right, send them in. You know, Hate Black Clothing Store. You know, there's a store, there's a brand called FUBU started by Damon something. Damon Johns or whatever. He's a black dude on the Shark Tank. Brand is called For Us By Us, FUBU. Yeah, you know, racist to the core. I can't stand that dude on Shark Tank anyway. I like Mark Cuban the best. But look, the way Silicon Valley goes is the way America's going to go. If they capitulate, if we start settling for mediocrity, if we start buying into this political correct nonsense that you got to hire people because it'll make other people feel good and not stick to their guns and say, we hire the best. If you're the best, we'll hire you. Period. If not, you're not getting a job. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your religion is, whatever. That's what we've got to stick to. If we're able to do that, then Google will survive. And so will America. But if we don't, because that's what's happened to America, we stop focusing on being the best. We're the best country in the world. We are the MIT of countries. I hate to use academia for it, but you get my picture, right? we're the what's the best watchmaker in the world? That's what we are, of the countries. Anyway, I got to take a short break. Talking Stephanopoulos when we come back.
He's putting an end to identity politics.
Telling it like it is.
I thought the truth was potent, but it's nothing compared to this.
He's Kevin Jackson.
This is the Black Sphere Radio Network.
With SRA News, I'm Patrick Foss. Crews in Central Texas have been searching for 12 people reported missing after a vacation home was swept away by flash flooding along a rain-swollen river. The home in the town of Wimberley was torn from its foundation and smashed into a bridge about a mile downstream. The storms are blamed for at least 3 deaths across the state. Rescue workers have been digging through the rubble of damaged homes in a race to find victims after a tornado slammed through a Mexican city across the border from Del Rio, Texas. At least 13 people were killed. A senior official says law enforcement officials say the city of Cleveland has reached a settlement with the U.S. Justice Department over a pattern of excessive force and civil rights violations by the city's police department. President Obama says most Americans don't understand the sacrifices made by the 1% of the population that serves in the all-volunteer armed forces. This is SRN News.
We're gathered today to remember those who served. Those who fought.
It's Memorial Day weekend, and while you're between barbecues, take the time to reflect on the reason we celebrate. This weekend, we celebrate freedom, liberty, and the men and women that have fought and died to protect us. All gave some gave all. To all former and active military heroes, we say thanks. From AM 860, The Answer.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A Silicon Valley CEO is fired for opposing same-sex marriage. A teenage girl is attacked on campus for protesting abortion. And a college club loses formal recognition for being Christian. This is the country we live in today, an America where people are punished for expressing themselves and then bullied into silence. If you don't agree with a certain liberal agenda, you're targeted for silencing. This is Eric Metaxas, and my good friend Kirsten Powers chronicles this frightening new trend in her brand new book titled The Silencing, How the Left is Killing Free Speech. With fearless candor, Kirsten gives us example after example of men and women who've been punished for expressing opinions that have been suddenly deemed unacceptable. The Silencing is a much-needed wake-up call for everyone who cherishes liberty. Who will be the next victim of The Silencing?
Kirsten Powers' book, The Silencing, How the Left is Killing Free Speech, from Regnery Publishing, is now available at Amazon.com, Costco, and bookstores everywhere.
AM 860, The Answer. Online at am860theanswer.com.
A shower or thunderstorm in spots for this evening, otherwise a cloudy night, overnight low 75. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a thunderstorm in the area late in the afternoon with a high of 90. Tomorrow night, a shower or thunderstorm in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, low 74. And then Wednesday, a partly sunny day with a high 92. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
Here's what blows me away. I joke about race, but I've been in like intense, I've been in a fight with a black guy. Has any white, this is an astounding statistic. Has any white guy ever been in a fight with a black guy? I don't want to make excuses or sound stereotypical, but my fight happened at night. I was at a disadvantage. Yeah, I've been there, people. Fighting a black guy at night is kind of like fighting Predator. You know this, too. And let me tell you something. You don't ever want to fight a white guy in the snow. You'll lose. Or a Mexican at dusk. You can barely...
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Glad you're here. Want to shift gears a little bit. And the title of this segment, I called it, And Then There Was Ramadi. Obama called ISIS the JV team. He assured us that his strategy would work, didn't he? Oh, yeah. Yeah, his strategy. Barack Obama had it down, baby. His strategy was going to make it work. It hasn't, has it? See, this is what happens. This is what happens when you let a community organizer do a commander-in-chief's job. That's where we are. Secretary of State Kerry spoke about the situation during a trip to South Korea. And here's what he had to say about Ramadi.
Their communications have been reduced. Their funding and financial mechanisms have been reduced. And their movements, by and large, in most certainly where there are air patrols and other capacities, have been reduced. But that's not everywhere. And so it is possible to have the kind of attack we've seen in Ramadi. But I am absolutely confident in the days ahead that will be reversed.
It'll be reversed. The types of attacks, folks, are we are getting our butts kicked, but good. That's what's happening. And I'm going to play other clips so you can. This isn't me. Look, think about who controls the press. Think about how much they control the press, and they still can't keep the lid on this. How often are we told? How often have people died? Remember with Bush, you got the daily death count. You got this happened, that happened, blah, blah, blah. Constant droning on of why we were unsuccessful, why we need to leave, why this is happening, blah, blah. And we're just can't. Nothing Barack Obama's done in terms of foreign policy and helping our supposed allies has worked. Yeah. Kerry assures us that we're going to beat him. Yeah. He assures us. Here it is.
From what I've seen of what we're doing in Iraq today is we're pushing ISIL back, and we will push him out of Iraq ultimately. Back. And we're putting together the plans to be able to know exactly how we're going to deal with Syria. In the end, there's nothing to negotiate. There's no way to deal with these people except eliminate them from the field of battle. And that is exactly what we are going to do over time.
It's so funny to hear these guys talk about this. But here's the thing. Here's some of the limitations. We're not going to put troops on the ground. We're not going to let people ship arms that want to help, other people that want to help. I have friends that want to get arms to these people to fight so that they can protect Christians over there. Bureaucratic red tape. And on and on. Here's Kerry. This is a flashback of what he says. You know, he expressed no interest in beating ISIS. Here it is.
The enduring transformation that has to take place here is not going to take place if the United States just comes in and we're to knock out ISIL and that's it, go away. Not going to happen. We could do that, actually.
We
have that capacity.
Really?
But we're not asking to do that.
I'm just, guys, this is the lunatic thinking. What do you call it? The only reason why I use lunatic because it's alliteration with liberal lunacy, leftist, etc. But other than that, I don't have any more words for these knuckleheads. That's the logic they use. We could get rid of them, but why bother? Why get rid of them? Because that's kind of the goal? I'm just guessing here. Wow. abject ignorance at the highest of the highest order. Oh, man. See, that's why I can't be in politics. I'm just too logical. And ISIL wouldn't be messing with us if Kevin Jackson were president. Short break. Back in a minute.
Listening to Kevin Jackson has been known to cause stiffening of the conservative backbone and the need to give spontaneous liberal beatdowns.
Take care, Grandma.
Okay, baby. Don't forget to let me know the second you get there.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. And of course I do. I'm his grandma. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was a wound inside, post-traumatic stress disorder. My T couldn't sleep. He was angry all the time. He felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about this group, Wounded Warrior Project, people helping warriors like T. So I figured who better to help my grandson than people who could understand what he'd been through. Now, I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again. So I figured they must be good people.
One out of every five warriors returned from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at woundedwarriorproject.org.
They just told us right away that we're going to house you, we're going to feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
Hugh Hewitt believes the biggest threat in the Middle East remains Iran.
ISIS, as someone said last week, 20,000 nuts with pickup trucks and a reckless, deep, fanatical desire for blood. But Iran, very, very different. Our number one strategic threat in the world is Iran. And everyone needs relief from them.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weeknights at 6, right before the Black Sphere at 9 on AM 860. The Answer.
This is Paul Porter, and most of you know I keep a pretty hectic schedule working for four different sports teams. A good night's sleep is something I depend on to keep up with my aggressive schedule. I've recently started sleeping on a pillow from MyPillow. MyPillow conforms to my head using its patented three-piece interlocking fill that gently cradles my head and neck. It's supportive yet maintains its shape and is completely machine washable and dryable. If a good night's sleep is as important to you as it is to me, you need to invest in a pillow from MyPillow. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. To order your pillow so you can start getting the quality night's sleep you need, do what I did. Call 1-800-875-1996, 1-800-875-1996, or visit MyPillow.com and use the promo code SHEEP. A good night's sleep is worth its weight in gold. It's working for me, and it'll work for you, too. Get your pillow from MyPillow. Call 1-800-875-1996 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SHEEP.
Steve was parked too close to the baseball field. One foul ball, there goes his windshield. He wasn't worried, his first thought was a new free windshield
and cash on the spot.
He called 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. If it's chipped or cracked, we'll buy it back. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
Up to $100 cash back with comprehensive insurance.
This is an encore presentation of the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. Get it at racepimping.com. I'm also the chief marketing officer for the conservative movement. If you want to see a difference in the conservative movement, don't give the candidates. Don't give to the party. I mean, you can do what you want. It's your money. Go to my website, theblacksphere.net. Donate there. I promise you I'm going to implement some projects that are going to blow your mind. There's a reason why what we talk about here resonates. There's a reason. It's all God's plan. I'm not the one orchestrating, I promise you. I don't call up Fox and go, hey, listen, you're going to do this or do that. They call me and go, Kevin, can you come on? Kevin, can you come on? We'd love your take. Kevin, can you come on? And I come on to talk about issues because they want truth. They want somebody that's going to give – this is what I believe. They want somebody who's not going to mince words. He's going to tell them and argue with these leftists in a way that's succinct, to the point, and you know, gets things done. That's what we have to have in the conservative movement. I want to put things – I'm going to go back to Hillary in a second, but I want to put things in terms of water. You have a drought in California. It was caused by liberals, environmentalists that didn't want to allow certain things. They didn't build desalinization plants because of environmentalists to create water, to have water. They wouldn't even build desalination plants. So they got a water shortage. Liberals don't want to let the water flow from the north to the south. Why? Because they're protecting a smelt fish. And oh, by the way, a congresswoman, her husband, they're making crazy money by not letting this water go down to the valley where they feed people, where the farmers feed people. Now, I want to just put, as I said, put this into water terms. You are a water salesperson. You are Coke. You've got Dasani. You're Pepsi. You've got Aquafina or whatever. You're whomever. Just the fact that you get people to buy water, I think, is impressive. I remember when water was first bottled, and I used to say, man, it's got to be crazy people, rich people, that drink water out of a bottle. That we drink water, our drinking water is almost exclusively out of a bottle. I don't even know what we spend on water, but I'd like to have the money back. Talking about my family. My little boy, I don't even know that he's ever had a drink of tap water. But we used to go to the park and play and run over to that water thing and go, you know, and slurp that water up. But anyway, you are in the business of getting people to buy the water that you've purified so you can sell it. But now there's a drought. Now, this drought is not your fault. You're a capitalist. You sell water. And when I say you sell water, I mean you sell Coca-Cola. You sell Pepsi, you sell 7-Up, you sell RC, you sell Snapple. Everybody that's got a product, it's nothing more than a chemical added to water. Water is water, by the way, whether it's in the ground or it's in a bottle sitting on a shelf. It's the same product. You can argue, well, they clean theirs better, or Coke has an additive that makes me actually like Dasani better, but it waters water. Now, one can argue that when you buy water, you're even more judicious in its use because you're buying it. It's measurable. You can say, this bottle of water costs me 63 cents. I'm not going to waste it. Versus turning on the tap and not knowing what that costs, just getting your water bill, which, by the way, it's a lot less expensive. So after knowing all that, you learn that people are upset with you. They can't necessarily get purified water themselves. It's a hassle to purify water, for those of you who've never done it. Because what you do is you go get this big vat. You got to heat it up. That costs money. And then in the vat, when you're heating it up, it has to have a special top on it, and it's going into a tube where you're condensing the water. So you're taking the regular water, and you're boiling it down. It heats up, steams up, goes into another tube, and it drips out, and then you end up with purified water. It's a hassle. Now, there are pills you can drop in it, but then it changes the flavor a little bit, but, you know, that'll purify the water. So both Nestle and Walmart in California are still bottling water. and the fruits and nuts of California are mad as H.E. Double Crooked Socks. They act like Nestle and Walmart are drilling for oil or mining for coal. That's how mad they are. They can't believe that these capitalists who sell water products would dare not sacrifice and just allow that water to be out there for public usage, public domain. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't blame them. It's government's job to protect the citizens. Government was supposed to make sure there's ample water. Nestle and Walmart have been using water at a particular limit for a long time. It isn't like it's a surprise to the government, like they're new. They came up last year and go, you know, I know we're in a drought and everything, but we would like to have 100 million gallons of water apiece because we got this new business model to make, you know, drinks for people. Not to mention, it's kind of tough to argue against them because at the end of the day, you're drinking anyway. What is water for? Water's mainly to drink. I'll put it to you this way. If I were in the desert or somewhere dehydrated and smelling like a fat man's drawers, would I want to take a shower or would I want to drink my water? I'll stick with the funk. I want to drink my water. Maybe I'll spritz a little under the underarms and between the legs, but that's it. I ain't watching anything else. It's government's job to make sure there was ample water. Not Nestle, not Walmart. It's not like Nestle's and Walmart are watering their corporate lawns with the water. They're making a product that you ultimately can drink. You can quench your thirst with their product. There's a little bit left of this when we get back and I'll finish this up. But I just want to make the distinction between what's bad capitalism and what's bad government. Short break, folks. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. Back in a moment.
You're inside the Black Sphere.
I would have to hire the vetter to vet the vetters.
It's as clear as day now.
With Kevin Jackson.
He worked out early, practiced late, and studied well into the night. The next day, he did it all over again.
She missed time hanging out and socializing with friends so she could make it on time to practices and games.
He became a top student and a confident leader, even as he helped his team win back-to-back conference titles.
She became a role model in her community, even as she led her team to an undefeated season.
And when they finished playing high school sports, what did they do next?
She graduated from college with honors and went to work for a successful company.
He attended graduate school and became a difference maker in his community.
Because that's what student athletes in Florida do. They use the skills they develop playing high school sports today
to do even bigger things in life tomorrow.
High school sports.
A winning part of a complete education.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Steel Dealer Days are going on now at our new Tampa Bay area locations in Clearwater on Almerton and 49th Street and Odessa on Success Drive off Highway 54 next to Papa's Ranch. Whether you're a homeowner looking for the best or a landscaper expecting the best, Everglades Farm Equipment provides a level of service you just can't get from the big box stores. And Steel offers unmatched reliability. Take advantage of great values on dependable steel trimmers with low emissions, increased fuel efficiency, and unmatched balance for your comfort. Prices start at just $129.95. Right now, steel blowers start at just $149.95. Steel chainsaws start at just $179.95. Get to Everglades Farm Equipment for helpful advice, product demonstrations, and more. The largest selection of steel handhelds and accessories. Since 1963, it's time to step up to the pro team of John Deere and Steel, exclusively at Everglades Farm Equipment. EvergladesFarmEquipment.com. See dealer for details. Now serving the Tampa Bay area with locations in Clearwater and Odessa. Hurry, Steel Dealer Days end soon.
What puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches in your private information. But don't stop living your life.
get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your Social Security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes, and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 800-838-6010, 800-838-6010, 800-838-6010.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, the Chief Marketing Officer for the Conservative Movement, self-appointed. I need 3,000 of you, 5,000 of you, somewhere between that number, to give us $10 a month indefinitely, and I promise you I'll change politics forever. That's right. Shake it up. You know why? Because we're clever. It's all about marketing. You want to know something? Nobody's going to tell you this, but Obama wants to kill cops. He wants cops afraid to react on the streets. They want civil disobedience. That's what the left is all about. How do you have 200, 300, 400% more crime in these big cities than you do in the average, you know, the average of America? And people tell you, we care. Black lives matter. Really? So in cities where you got 60, Baltimore, 63% population black. Atlanta, overwhelmingly black. Black people represent less than 13% of the population. But go to these cities and you'll have 2, 3, 4x the number of blacks in cities. Ask yourself why. And where you have 2, 3, 4x black people in those cities, you know what you have? 2, 3, 4x the average crime rate of terrible crimes. I'm talking about the worst crimes, the most violent crimes in those cities. Now, one could easily say, well, I guess crime is related to black folks. Nope, crime is related to the black condition, a condition that leftists have established for black folks. We can put marketing together to prove this stuff, to hit where people hurt. Obama wants ISIS to thrive. How else would you fight the kind of battle that he's fighting? Obama wants your money to be worthless. Why would you keep printing it? Obamacare kills more people than it will ever help. People still can't go to the doctor. People still are paying outrageous amounts for their medicines. It was supposed to alleviate that, right? It hasn't. Let's put Barack Obama in a police uniform and let him go on patrol. Let's strap him in a military uniform and drop his bony butt in a hot zone. You know what I think about when I think about liberals? I think about these fake cancer charities. Have you heard about this? Fake cancer charities. They remind me of liberals. Because liberals will lie to you. We're helping little kids battle cancer. No, they're not. They're like the Clinton Foundation. They donate a fraction. They don't do anything. You know what conservative groups like mine do? We over-donate to the point where, hell, most of us are eating cup ramen. You want to help somebody? You want to change politics? Support the Chief Marketing Officer of the Conservative Movement. That's Kevin Jackson. Get my book, Race Pimping, at racepimping.com. Folks, got to take a short break. Back in a minute.
He's Talk Radio's King Leonidas.
A new age has begun. An age of freedom.
He's Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The dangerous world we are looking at today serves as an appropriate backdrop for our expression of gratitude for those who have died in the service of our nation. From the time of our nation's founding to today, well over 1.2 million Americans have paid the ultimate price in the service of our country. Today is a day for us to say thank you. It's also a day for us to dedicate ourselves. In 1863, Lincoln called our country to an unfinished work, and in many respects, we remain an unfinished work. Our commitment, the commitment of living, the values and freedoms our honored veterans fought for, makes clear that they did not die in vain. To those who have served or are serving today, a grateful nation says thank you. And to those listening who have lost a loved one who died in this great cause, a special thanks to you. And a heartfelt civilian salute from me and all my friends here at the Salem Media Group. Happy Memorial Day. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
The daily insight, analysis, and clarity in the townhall.com commentary comes to you from the Salem Radio Network.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer. WGUL, Dunedin. Online at am860theanswer.com.
With SRN News, I'm Patrick Foss. On Memorial Day, General John Campbell laid a wreath to honor the fallen during a Memorial Day service in Kabul, Afghanistan. General Campbell made these comments.
We also remember more than 1,100 coalition fallen who've also lost their lives fighting for a common cause to build a more stable, secure Afghanistan as we also protect our homelands.
Taliban gunmen surrounded the compound in the southern province of Helmand after killing 19 policemen and 7 soldiers while overrunning multiple checkpoints in the district. Also at SRNews.com, catastrophic flash flooding has swept through Oklahoma and Texas, killing 6 people. Crews in central Texas have been searching for 12 people reported missing after a vacation home was swept away by flash flooding along a rain-swollen river. San Marcos Fire Marshal Ken Bell says there will not be any nighttime search and rescue operations.
Searching is going to be suspended, but rescue operations are going to remain at the ready. We have boat teams obviously spread out between here and Wimberley.
Waters from the Blanco River destroyed or damaged more than 1,000 homes. Officials from Plains All American Pipeline say they hope the broken section of a pipeline that spilled oil along the California coast can be removed for investigation by Tuesday. Plains All American Pipeline Director of Operations Rick McMichael says the company is sorry about the oil spill.
We sincerely regret the impact this incident has had on the community and pledge to remain aggressively engaged in the recovery efforts until the job is done.
The company is also lowering its estimate of the amount of oil that may have spilled to a worst-case scenario of 101,000 gallons. This is SRN News.
This is John Fuller with a Focus on the Family Minute. On this national holiday, we pay tribute to those who have defended our freedoms. My friend Dick Korthals reflects on his service to our country.
When I look back at my participation in World War II, we were all striving for one thing, and the country was united about one purpose. You were willing to die to defend your country. That was just a tremendous feeling of commitment and loyalty. That's what I think this generation is missing, and I wish we could get it back.
Let's be sure to honor the sacrifices of those who have given their lives so we can live in freedom. Find out how at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
The Islamic State Group's takeover of the Iraqi provincial capital of Ramadi has prompted criticism from Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Security analyst Sajan Gohel says Defense Secretary Carter is not wrong when he said the Shiite-led Iraqi forces lack the will to fight.
The Defense Secretary's point about will to fight is a key component in Iraq's future, because it's one thing training someone to serve in their army, but they also have to have a will and desire to protect their country.
Gohel says this is not the first time Iraqi forces have shown no force.
The Iraqi army has been accused of lacking the will to fight for well over a year. When Fallujah fell, that was a serious cause for concern at the way the Iraqi army abandoned their posts, weapons. They left everything behind.
The U.S. has sought to reach out on its own to Sunni tribes and is training some Sunni fighters. This is SRN News. Hundreds of people have held a candlelight vigil complete with music in Nepal's capital to mark 1 month since the earthquake that killed thousands of people and affected millions. About 200 people gathered in the heart of Kathmandu Monday evening to remember the dead. The UN's Jamie McGoldrick in Nepal says his agency has gotten only some of the $423 million needed for critical earthquake recovery, and more is desperately needed.
We find ourselves now at a target of only 22% funded. And so that's some $92 million, a very big gap in what we need to make sure that the response to this crisis is effective, efficient.
The 7.8 magnitude tremor on April 25th and another powerful quake on May the 12th together killed nearly 8,700 people and injured 16,800 others. More details at EzraNews.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt for the TownHall.com Weekend Journal. In a fast-paced world, you don't have the time for rambling chatter of the mainstream media, but you must make the time for me and my friends Bill Bennett, Dennis Prager, Michael Medved on the TownHall.com Weekend Journal for the analysis and insight you need. Give us an hour. We'll give you the week's events from a perspective you can trust.
The Town Hall Weekend Journal, Sunday nights at 7 on AM 860 The Answer.
This evening, some shower or thunderstorm activity. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy tonight with an overnight low 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a thunderstorm in the area late in the afternoon with a high of 90. Tomorrow night, a shower or thunderstorm in the evening. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy, low 74. And Wednesday, partly sunny, a high of 92. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
Shining out from the darkness of D.C.
Today, I'm pledging to cut the deficit by half by the end of my first term in office.
You found the bright light of the Black Sphere.
The Black Sphere
with Kevin Jackson.
We're digging a hole and we're digging it deeper.
The Black Sphere Radio Network. Putting an end to identity politics.
Here's Kevin Jackson.
Thank you for calling. My name is Peggy.
What is the problem, please?
Peggy? Sure.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. My name is not Peggy. My name Vladimir. Glad you're here, you pansy Americans. Kevin Jackson. Thanks for being here, folks. For the newbies, allow myself to introduce myself. I am indeed Kevin Jackson, best-selling author, national speaker. Did I mention radio show host? Yes, indeed. And you know what? You're lucky to be here because we have another rousing hour of radio. I said rousing, not arousing. My producer, you're here. I did not say arousing. I said rousing. I said we have a rousing, another rousing. See, another rousing. I didn't even say a rousing hour of radio, which would have just been a rousing. I said another hour. Anyway, so what? They both fit. There's a rousing hour of radio ahead of you, folks, and there's an arousing hour of radio ahead of you, and where I will roll my R's for the ladies, okay? Speaking of arousing, I discussed the Congressional Black Caucus, you know, going after Google for its lack of diversity, because Jesse Jackson says that the Google has not got enough blacks and browns. So we covered this, and so he got the Congressional Black Caucus to go, well, we don't believe that the high-tech industry has enough black people, and it's time that we address this issue. But here's a story that may pose a problem for these race pimps. Because as I found out, a California prostitute worked at Google. Are you aware of this? My producer's like, come on, Kevin, seriously? Yes, a California prostitute. And get this, she's been charged with killing a Google executive. Now I got your attention, don't I? Yeah, here's what she did. She gave him an overdose of heroin aboard his yacht. She pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and administering drugs. Let's just say she's got a different take than Dr. Kevorkian. Santa Cruz County Superior Court judge sentenced defendant Alex, A-L-I-X, Alex Tishelman, to 6 years in prison. It was a tawdry case, this was, garnered national attention. You probably didn't hear about it because we don't really, you know, we don't focus on this kind of stuff. She injected Forrest Timothy Hayes with heroin in November of 2013, then left without seeking help when he passed out on his yacht. Hayes had hired Tishelman several times before. So Google's hiring the underprivileged. I'm just letting you know. The Congressional Black Caucus may want to rethink this. They were doing drugs and having sex. I didn't realize corporate America was into that sort of thing. But you know what? To each his own. All right, I'm going to shift gears. Stephanopoulos. I was shocked to learn what I learned about Stephanopoulos. Now, if you're thinking, Kevin, you're talking about giving $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation. When I originally reported it was $50,000, then it got changed. $75,000 Stephanopoulos has given to the Clinton Foundation. And then you know what else I found out? I found out, I got this thing. It was Huffington Post, NBC, CNN, CBS, NBC, you know, whatever, ABC. And I thought, boy, there's a list of media people, no, media companies. No, that was a list of companies that have donated money to the Clinton Foundation. You get it? Unbelievable. They want to protect themselves, too. Bill and Hillary Clinton run an extortion racket. That's what they run. If the truth be told, that is what the Clintons are about, extortion. Donate or else. If you want to get the contract, donate. If you want to make sure you don't get it, don't donate. If you want us to be friendly with you, get you the interviews, make sure that you stay in the know on things that are happening, you donate, media. If you don't, you get nothing. Unbelievable. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is Stephanopoulos and his fat paycheck. You know how big Stephanopoulos' paycheck is? It's so big that the company that he works for did not want to disclose it. $105 million contract this dude wrote. Bigger than Oberman's, bigger than all the other people out, bigger than Brian Williams. Bigger than that liar, Brian Williams. This scandalous little scamp, it's $10 million a year, $105 million, I think, over 10 years. No wonder he's donating big chunks of money to the Clinton Foundation, getting the inside scoop. See, that's what they do. They feather each other's nest. They pat each other on the back. They, you know, scratch each other's backs. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Here you go, George. Just say good things about us. And that Swiker comes on, give him heck, George. That's what he did. I think Bill Clinton negotiated Stephanopoulos' deal. Wow. And then Stephanopoulos has the nerve. He's apologized twice on air, twice. I'm really sorry that I didn't disclose how close I am with the Clintons. And that I really shouldn't have, you know, I should have recused myself and I really shouldn't be involved in all of this because I'm a scoundrel just like them. No, twice he's done it. That has to be some kind of a liberal record, don't you think? Hey, can you look it up in the Guinness Book of Records? How many times a liberal will apologize for anything? Because I think the record is zero. Liberals don't apologize. They just move on like Hillary's trying to. Clinton thing. I mean, I stepped down. I'm not doing that anymore. I mean, we may even give it up. We may stop with the donations. Have they stopped? They haven't stopped, the Clinton Foundation. No. Their excuse is we do a lot more good than we do bad. Oh, how about you let us be the judge of that? Anyway, something else got me thinking, and it had to do with this free community college thing with Barack Obama. You know, because I was critical of it from the beginning. I'm critical of it because it's stupid. I'm critical of it because now they got early child development centers going up around the country. So they're getting kids not at the age of 5 or 6 for preschool, even younger, 4 years old. It's affecting the daycare business, number one. And then they want to extend it till you're 20 for community college. They want you practically from the cradle till the time that you, till they want to undo everything your parents, if you had them, have done. Then you got that this knucklehead Arnie Duncan and says, hey, look, for the kids that are latchkey, let's make school 24/7. They don't even want your kids to go home. They want to control the minds of your little cheerins. So it hit me today when Obama, about what this community college thing. First, I said it's a nutty idea because it's classist, to say the least. But I figured out why Obama did it. I mean, besides making the bonehead moves that are standard operating procedure for Barack Obama. I did a story a while back on how the Fed hates private colleges, how Congress tried to put up serious roadblocks and other impediments to these schools. Schools like the University of Phoenix. These online schools, these online places, even the small private colleges. They want to get rid of them because they say, oh, they can't be accredited. They're not as good as our schools. Community college, whatever. Community college is where you learn to fix lawnmowers and belly dance. So they don't like these schools. The average person is completely unaware of the monopoly that the Fed has on schools. And you're saying, come on, Kevin, what are you talking about? That's nonsense. Oh, really? The Fed allows other schools, but what they do is they take all the money. They take all that federal money, and it only goes to their schools, not yours, not the ones you want to send your kids to. They even frown on certain colleges. They don't want to fund certain colleges. They want to fund your Pell Grants can only go here and there or whatever. The Fed creates rules that make it difficult for other types of education to exist. And a free community college, folks, is another shot over the bow for private education. So is the underlying guys, that 3 to 4 year old school they want to do. And the lobbyists have been lucky because they've kept it, the status quo, letting them go to these, to the non-public schools. But the government hates losing control of your children. You can pay with your freedom, though. You can pay for your freedom. They'll let you do that. Short break, back in a minute. We got a lot to talk about. Stick with us at the Kevin Jackson Radio Program.
Proving every day how liberals react to losing an argument.
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you let other people order for you at a restaurant?
He'll have the somole lyonnaise.
No, I won't. Or pick the movie you're going to see?
She'd like a ticket to Attack on Rage Mountain.
Really?
Now, come on. So why would you let others make all the important decisions about how your life is going to be when you get older? I mean, is it okay with you if your kids decide where you're going to live?
My kids? Are you ready?
Are you kidding?
Or perfect strangers choose who will be taking care of you?
Not gonna happen.
No, Better visit longtermcare.gov, the trusted information site that helps you find your own path forward without selling you anything. It takes you step by step through everything you need to consider about aging and all your options. Longtermcare.gov. Stay in charge by planning now or pay later.
How about a mohawk?
How about a mohawk? How about I put my foot right... Oh, hi, honey.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
We're gathered today to remember those who served, those who fought.
It's Memorial Day weekend, and while you're between barbecues, take the time to reflect on the reason we celebrate. This weekend, we celebrate freedom, liberty, and the men and women that have fought and died to protect us. All gave some gave all. To all former and active military heroes, we say thanks. From AM 860, The Answer.
Here at AM 860, The Answer, we know it's difficult to get the word out about stuff that's important to you. Events, meetings, that kind of thing. Well, we can help. Submit your event at am860theanswer.com/local events and reach the audience you're looking for. Free. All events are subject to station approval. Once your announcement is approved, you'll see your message at am860theanswer.com. You may even hear your announcement on the air. Do we care about this community? Yeah. Yeah, we do. AM 860. The Answer.
What puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches in your private information. But don't stop living your life. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. But you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes, and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010.
This is an encore presentation of the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
I used to like to watch when I was little, though, was that old Batman TV show. I used to think that was so cool, man. But I was watching it the other day, and it hit me. Kapow! Batman never fights crime in neighborhoods that need it. You know what I mean? Oh, really, man. I mean, I would like to see Batman fight crime in my neighborhood, all right? And I could see him there just, Robin. Yes, Batman. Then we parked the car right here, man.
All right, everybody, welcome. Barack Obama has decided he's not going to fund the police. He's taking his toys and he's going home. Why? Very simple. Because America's cops are bad. So, haven't you had a run-in with a cop? Come on. Don't you have a bullet hole or two that you can point at it?
Yeah, so Kevin, I was pulled over in a traffic stop. My light was out in the back, and of course, here's my bullet wound.
Because, you know, every black person that's ever had a run-in with a cop, I mean, either you're dead or you have a horror story, right? And if you believe the meme, you know, and believe all the hype, well, you know, the things I've been seeing, well, you know, black people don't commit crime. Forget the stats. That's just trumped up. That's white man trumped up nonsense about black folks. As black big city mayor David Dinkins said, I didn't commit a crime. I just didn't follow the law. Obama, folks, is taking a political response to a very, well, there's not a problem, a cop problem. It's a political response to the problem of cops and ignored the actual problem. He's done it in a way that only a liberal can understand, which is punish the good guys. This is merely a threat, folks, to mankind. This is a threat. Look at the danger I will put you in, America, if you don't allow government to be your daddy. If you don't allow government to be your savior, I'll put you in harm's way. It's amazing to me. Most of the cities in America have crime rates that would be embarrassing to most bureaucrats. It would have bureaucrats in jail. If you were a private sector, you know, control of it in the private sector, and that, and your record was what the cops have, you'd be put into, people would be, you'd be fired. If you were a private security force for a neighborhood and the crime in that neighborhood was 370% higher, the violent crime, than the national, than the average of the rest of the city, do you think you get to keep your contract? Nope. So ask yourself, what could the government be planning if the crime rate is higher in the cities than it is in the national average? You think they want the cops to keep their contract? No, they need to federalize it. So the liberal response to the crime in the neighborhood, now I just want to explain to you how it makes this much sense, right? Weaken the people who fight crime. Now, apply logic to that. I'm a citizen of a city, and that you know, I'd love for the Chamber of Commerce to explain to me how that works. So the knucklehead I argued with on this point, Richard Fowler, he says to me, well, Kevin, they don't need MRADs running up and down the street. I don't care what they have run up and down. How many times have the cops opened up with a tank on the public? They could give the cops nuclear, you know, dirty bombs. If they can use them, who cares? We got border security that just, they said on camera, we can't do nothing about it. Y'all come on in. And whatever. They do what they're told. You could give cops hand grenades, bazookas, RPGs, doesn't matter. If they can't use them, you know what they're going to be doing? They're going to be selling that stuff at garage sales in a few years. And what really gets me is in L.A., that bank robbery, you remember they had the shootout with the cops? The cops were so undergunned. Do you know what the cops had to do in order to fight those criminals? They went to gun stores and borrowed weapons. That's what they did. They borrowed weapons from gun stores. And these guys, it was so amazing. If you remember it, these guys were walking like it, they weren't even hiding behind stuff. They were just walking along. And man, these cop cars are getting riddled with stuff. Cops were getting they got killed. In fact, when the one guy got shot, I remember a cop saying this. He said he got shot and he was at the back of the squad car. And I just looked at him like, I got no sympathy for you, buddy. I was actually kind of surprised he said that, because you would think, oh, he's going to get in trouble. He was like, man, you had shot my brothers. But these guys, they want to make it a cop problem. See, they don't want to have anybody take responsibility. The people who are actually committing crimes, by the way, crimes against their own people. Do you think we could market this, that Barack Obama loves watching black people kill other black folks? I think I could come up with a few marketing memes to sell that point to black folks, that if they like you so much, why do they let people kill you so often? It ain't the cops killing you. It's your own people. I think we could sell that. Why don't they just give the cops rocks, right? Say, okay, guys, come get your rocks. Make sure that the rock is meaty enough to possibly knock somebody out, but obviously not so heavy that you can't get a good heave on it. I said on TV, give them rubber bullets. You know, this is silly. It's race pimping. That's why my book is about it. Think about who's being pimped here. They're telling black people, cops hate you. In towns that are majority black, crime rates 3 to 4 times, the violent crime rates 3 to 4 times the national average. And they say, look, you don't need any cops. Cops hate you. Why would you want cops in your neighborhood? Because you're high crime? Can't y'all take care of it? It's ridiculous, folks. I don't even know how they get away with this nonsense. When we come back, I want to talk about the Baltimore prosecutor and that a little bit, because I want to just try to make a little more sense of it. We've got a lot to talk about this hour. I'm not just going to go back to this. But I want to talk about the crime rate, where it is now that we've got this new policy. It's a lot of stuff here, folks. Being sold a bill of goods by these folks. And we can't let it happen. While you're thinking about this, I want you to ask yourself, do you think crime is higher or lower in Baltimore? Higher or lower than in New York? Cops getting killed in bigger numbers or not?
How could any economy not get a stimulus from Obama's giant package?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
This is the Black Sphere with Kevin.
With us for a day's on Patrick Boss. All that's left of a Texas house swept up by the flooded Blanco River is a set of stilts and part of its frame. 12 people who have been staying in the two-story house in the town of Wimberley are now missing. A spokesman for Iraq's prime minister is disputing remarks by U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter that Iraqi troops lack the will to fight. The Islamic State group has captured the city of Ramadi. Anonymous telephone threats against commercial airliners, possibly from the same source, have caused a scare involving at least six international flights at airports in New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. However, authorities say the threats did not appear to be credible and described searches done of the jets Monday as precautionary. A woman who has been hanging off the anchor chain of an Arctic oil drilling support ship since Friday night has entered her protest north of Seattle. More details at SRNews.com.
The Dennis Prager Show.
This is one of the great examples of left-right divide. We believe that the greatest problem is evil, and they believe that the greatest problem is carbon emissions. Now, you'll say, well, carbon emissions to these people is evil. All right, fine. Carbon dioxide has become an evil, and we are to disrupt everything we do, the economy of the Western world, in the name of this.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at noon, right after Mike Gallagher at 9, on AM 860. The Answer.
I reckon I've been hanging around a while. What was the question? Well, I can't recollect. You know, they say the memory's the first thing to go. I figure my torsion spring blew out first. Plum dropped me like a sack of potatoes. Now I don't move like I used to, but I still get the job done. Shoot, back in my day, a man took his time, we did. You young folks with your instant coffee and your nuclear ovens. So what if I fall down now and then? I get right back up again sooner or later. Heck, I got nothing but time. Look at me.
What is your garage door saying? A brand new garage door from the genuine, the original Overhead Door Company could be the upgrade your home is asking for. Visit overheaddoorandmore.com today and preview your home with a garage door overhaul. We've been the leader for over 90 years. Just look for the red ribbon logo.
Somebody bring me my Jell-O.
Call 813-885-DOOR or go to overheaddoorandmore.com for more information.
In the early part of the 20th century, a movement arose within Christianity that focused on humanitarian efforts to relieve suffering and meet the physical needs of people. They were often criticized by other Christians for not preaching the gospel enough. But the folks in that movement got one thing right, and that is that hurting people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. If Christians will follow Jesus' example, we will do both as he did. We will meet people's needs, and then when the right time comes, we will tell them how much God really loves them. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God cares on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and learn to live out the signs of life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
AM 860 The Answer. Online at am860theanswer.com.
Tonight, a shower or a thunderstorm in spots for this evening. Otherwise, a cloudy night, overnight low 75. For tomorrow, partly sunny, a thunderstorm in the area in the afternoon with a high of 90. Tomorrow night, a shower or a thunderstorm in the evening. Otherwise, a partly cloudy night, low 74. Wednesday, a partly sunny day with a high of 92. That's your AccuWeather forecast. I'm Steve Williams for AM 860, The Answer.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. Talking about all of the race stuff that I find going on in the country today. And, you know, I argue all the time because, you know, I get people that say, Kevin, why does Fox always use you when they're talking about race stuff? And I'm like, you see me on there a lot, though, don't you? I remember when I started this whole brand, the Black Sphere, which has nothing to do with race. But I remember when I started it and I said, you know what, we're going to focus on race and class. Those are the two things in politics that you're going to always be able to talk about. Race and class. And then the two things that matter in politics are very simple, people and money. If you have one of them, you can be powerful, but not completely powerful. You need to have them both. These Tea Party organizations, they have lots of people. They're starting to get a little bit of money, but now the people are disappearing. They don't trust the Tea Party groups as much anymore. They're not doing anything active. I have people that really love what we do. We just don't have the money to fund everything. I approached it differently. We were already doing lots of work in the community, so we didn't beg people for money. We just figured, you know what, they'll get it. They'll come on board. Didn't happen. One of my friends is a billionaire. He's got a project going on. He got it up to the point where you go, wow, that's really good. He didn't get it done. Multi-billionaire. Couldn't get it done. Didn't have the people. Has the money. That's why I told you, we're putting it together. We're going to make sure that this type of stuff that you're representing. But when I started this, I started it with the concept that we were going to be active. We were going to move the needle. And you know what? I'm proud to say, we've been able to get it to this point where I think we're viable. Now it's getting it over the edge. And so, yes, I'm talking a lot about race, but a lot about race has to do with what's affecting your stuff. What's affecting Obamacare? What's affecting these trade pacts? What's affecting immigration? A little squeaky wheel. Race pimps. That's why I talk about it all the time. So let's talk about this Baltimore racist prosecutor who's obviously read Obama's book on transparency, right? This is a lady. She rushed to judgment, arresting the officers literally hours after getting the report about them. I don't know how they got the information so fast. One guy only drove the truck. He's got to be sitting there going, it wasn't my responsibility to get that dude strapped in if he broke his neck that way. Freddie Gray. This whole situation, folks, racially and politically motivated. You want to know why? She did not want to have a Ferguson on her hands, .. where they actually followed the law. See, Ferguson, they left the body out there for this long and they had people doing this and they didn't do that. You can criticize all you want. At the end of the day, Ferguson is vindicated. I know Eric Holder went and did his naughty bit. No, we're going to look at your emails and stuff. It's all nonsense, all subterfuge to cover up the actual conspiracy against that quaint little town that happens to be majority Black. I asked somebody the other day, had you even heard of Ferguson, Missouri 2 years ago? Nope. Wouldn't have known anything about it. Had you heard of any strife going on there? Was it the Selma? Was there Bull Connor? Were they putting big old water hoses on people that could take the bark off of trees? Were they sicking German shepherds on Black folks in that town run that has 63% Black folks? Nope. None of it. But I'm not surprised that this chick didn't follow the law. And I'm not surprised she doesn't want these guys to testify. She doesn't want them to get their side of the story out. Because guess what? The narrative has been set for these cops. Somebody's got to take the poison pill. But see, this prosecutor's got a problem. Baltimore's power structure has too many Blacks. And if only all these officers had been white, boy, would the spin on this case be differently. You know I'm not lying. I'm preaching to you right now. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. But I'm at the pulpit. You don't have to call me pastor. You don't have to call me reverend. Unless these officers are given assurances behind the scenes, there are people who are potential whistleblowers, and they have credibility. They know what's going on inside of that police department. You with me? You feeling me? That's right. Why would anyone want to gag people fighting for their careers who were given a hanging judge that wants to dole out lynch mob justice? Pardon the pun. KJ Radio, Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to, folks. I'm Kevin Jackson. We will be back in just a minute.
The Blacksfield Radio Show is heard all across America.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
This is the Blacksfield Radio Network.
Hey, it's Mike Aubrey, the real estate expert. I spend a lot of time driving through neighborhoods. Guess what I see? Lost, confused homeowners. There's one now, driving in circles.
Hey, pal, need some help?
I've been looking for a better mortgage, but I'm not getting anywhere.
They're searching and searching for refinancing. But even though they are current on their payments, they just can't find a lower rate or better terms because they're underwater on their mortgages.
Talk about getting the runaround!
But there is one place to look if your mortgage is owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Mike, can you get me out of here?
Come on, follow me. I've got the answer.
HARP, HARP. It's a government refinancing program that can save you money. See if you qualify at HARP.gov.
Thanks, Mike. Now we're getting somewhere.
HARP.gov, your best route to a better mortgage.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and coworkers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Mike Gallagher wonders where the Michael Brown supporters are now.
He's saying the hands up, don't shoot narrative was wrong. That was an assumption, and it was a lie. And people went around rioting and burning down buildings and protesting based on an utter, complete lie. Wonder what Michael Brown supporters are saying now.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 9, right before Dennis Prager at noon on AM 860. The Answer.
What if you could have an in-depth understanding of the stock market just like the pros? Well, thanks to Phil Grandy and PhilsGang.com, you can. PhilsGang.com offers comprehensive, up-to-date market information designed to help you understand and anticipate market behavior. With PhilsGang.com, you'll build your investing confidence even through down cycles and periods of uncertainty. Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com today. 877-600-GANG. 877-600-4264.
Hi, my name is Luann, and I'm from New York and a very appreciative gang member. Thank you, thank you, thank you again, Phil. I've been a Phil's gang member for 3 weeks now, and I have learned a lifetime of information, facts, clarity, confidence, and stock trading skills. Thanks again for all your teachings, Phil. Because of you, I'm applying myself and taking my future in my own hands.
To find out more information on Phil's gang, just go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com, or give them a call at 877-600-GANG, 877-600-4264.
Do you have a cracked or broken windshield and full coverage insurance? Do you want a new windshield at no charge and up to $100 cash back on the spot for your damaged windshield? Call Autoglass America today at 813-96-GLASS. They work for you, not your insurance company.
813-96-GLASS. 813-96-GLASS. We turn your broken glass into cold, hard cash. Autoglass America.
This is an encore presentation of the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
At this time.
I'm actually having fun. Actually, I didn't do this for a living my entire life. Actually, up until last year, I was actually an elementary school teaching assistant. And I enjoyed it. But I would actually get made fun of a lot, especially by other comedians, that I wasn't a full-time comic yet. There was supposed to be some embarrassment attached to that. And then it occurred to me, only in L.A. would there be a sense of shame attached to having a job. Hey, what do you do, Avi? I help first and second graders learn how to read. God, what a loser. Jeez. And I had to help fill out report cards, too, which I hated doing because they would actually ask me to lie. They'd say, look, Avi, even if the child is really, really bad, try to find something positive to say, right? And I think it's parents' responsibility to read between the lines as to what teachers actually mean, right? For example, if we have down, I love your child's energy, what does that really mean? Right, hyper, get this kid on Ritalin, Vicodin, heroin for all we care. Shut this kid up, we can't take it. Strong leadership abilities, what is that? Bossy, bully, probably a gang leader. Look into it, right? Creative, of course, means can't do math, right? And plays well with others, gay. Your son might be gay. I'm just saying.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Radio is what you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. And speaking of bad kids, there was a bad kid by the name of Vonderette Myers. You remember that name? It should be synonymous with Michael Brown because it happened in the wake of Michael Brown. It happened in an area called the Shaw Park area of St. Louis, which isn't very far from where I reside. Well, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Jennifer Joyce has announced that no charges will be filed against the city police officer who shot and killed Vonderette D. Myers, Jr. Joyce issued a press release and a report that detailed the separate investigation that her office conducted. This is a black woman. A U.S. attorney helped with her investigation. Oh, the Fed was involved? Joyce did not name the officer in the 51-page report because he was not charged with a crime. But Chief Sam Dotson released a separate statement, including the officer's name. Why should he run from his name? He didn't do anything wrong. Darren Wilson's still running. He didn't do anything wrong. The conclusion of Joyce's report reads in part, the fact that Officer X shot Myers and that Myers died as a result of those injuries is not in dispute. It is a tragedy that a life was lost in this incident. As in their role, prosecutors must only determine if a violation of a criminal law occurred. Given all the available facts, witness statements, physical and forensic evidence, and for the reasons outlined in the discussion above, prosecutors have determined a criminal violation could not be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Therefore, charges will not be filed in this case. Now, I want to think about something. When you think about what a cop does for his job, think about what an executioner at a prison does for his job. So he gets the word, and they say he's on death row, and they say, okay, great. They do all the pomp and circumstance leading up to the guy's death or person's death. You know, he pulls all the cylinders and the thing puts him to sleep or whatever if it's lethal injection. And then what if it comes back later and they find out through DNA the man didn't deserve to die? Is it the executioner's fault or was it the bureaucracy's fault? You follow me? See, this is what cops face. Cops have to go and execute. And in many times, it's not even a formality. The only difference is they have to make that decision in an instant. Think about the guy on death row. He's got no decision making. None. He's about to kill a dude, though. Everybody in the process is complicit. From the guys that lock him up and go and unlock the cage, go get him, walk him down to the thing, strap him into the gurney. Everybody in there is complicit. But if there's a mistake made, none of them are going to get in any trouble. A lot of time has passed, you know, in the thing of did he do it? Did he not do it? They don't even think about it. A cop has to think about it every single day. Anyway, Joyce also wrote in a report that the Myers family attorneys never showed up for meetings. They never provided witnesses. They claimed that the disputed officer's statements or about the disputed officer's statements or on the private autopsy. They did nothing. They just essentially wanted to, you know, get everybody stirred up. Oh, man, that Vonderette is dead. Vonderette, he got shot and killed Vonderette. Officer Jason Flannery shot Myers, who's 18 years old.
He was on patrol for private residence in the Shaw neighborhood. He's doing his job. Private security for this neighborhood. Why? Because of people like Von Durrett. That's why. Doing his job. Circulating. You know, paid by the neighborhood. Off duty. Hey, what's going on? Shining his light, doing whatever they do. I don't know what they do. Two other men and Myers ran as soon as they saw him. Why? They were up to no good. Flannery was driving a marked private security car in his police uniform, and he chased after Von Durrett, who, by the way, shot at him 3 times. He's lucky to be alive. If he had died there, we wouldn't even know Von Durrett's name. He'd be walking amongst, you know, folks at the mall, a killer of a cop, and nobody would even know him. It might take him 10 years, 2 years, whatever. They may never find this dude. But that's what would have happened. But this guy does his job, kills this thug, and St. Louis was, people were protesting, blocking highways, blocking freeways over this thug. Another Ferguson, right? The meme was, white cops are shooting black people left and right. This is what this nation has come to. Liars. People willing to stand up and vouch for thugs. Oh, he was a good kid. Really? Because good kids shoot at cops. Good kids run when they see cops, right? Let me tell you. I see a cop pop up in my rearview mirror, and I don't do anything. It doesn't make my blood pressure rise. I don't think, oh, Lord, why is he following me? Is he trying? I'd look at him as like, he got things to do, and he ain't going to be worried about me. If he pulls me over, I don't get worried. I just do what they ask. I don't take off running. This situation with Von Durrett, he's off. The cop gets off. Nobody will apologize for this. Nobody will. Back in a minute.
This is the Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
I joined because I wanted to contribute to something bigger than myself. On my first patrol, my adrenaline was pumping.
I knew it would be tough, but I was ready for the challenge.
Always on high alert. After a while, it takes a toll. I was counting the days till I came home to my family. Finally, the day arrived.
It was good to be home, at first. But then I realized things were different. I was different.
I had trouble focusing and relating to things the way I used to. Then a buddy noticed something wasn't right. He said he'd been there, that there are resources out there for veterans. I decided to reach out. I found resources that helped and connected with other veterans who had similar experiences.
Once I started making connections, things began to turn around.
There may still be bumps in the road, but now I know where to turn.
Find resources and support at maketheconnection.net.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an idea or invention patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to get started, call InventHelp toll-free at 1-800-762-7000. InventHelp is America's largest invention company. Their referrals have helped inventors secure more than 7,000 patents, and they can provide free inventors information for you. Find out how to record your invention's date of origination and get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Get started by calling 1-800-762-7000. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product, you'll want to get this free inventor's information from InventHelp. Find out how to try to patent your invention and submit it to industry. Call now to get your free inventor's information. Call 1-800-762-7000. That's 1-800-762-7000.
Sometimes it may feel like the troubles of the world are pulling us down. When that happens, we should pick ourselves back up with the power of God's love. Godvine.com makes it easy to brighten even the darkest day with uplifting and inspiring videos and stories chosen especially for you to lift you up and strengthen you in your walk with Jesus. From powerful stories of healing, miracles, and angels to heartwarming videos of love, surprises, and joy to cute and funny videos that'll have you laughing out loud, Godvine has just what you need. For the best uplifting videos filled with joy, hope, and love to brighten your day, join millions of Christians from around the world who watch and share Godvine videos each day. For a happier day right away, visit us at Godvine.com. Godvine.com. That's Godvine.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Black Sphere with Kevin Jackson.
Now, from Washington, D.C., the Truth Team, protecting you from learning what you shouldn't. From Obama.gov in Washington, a Truth Team of...
Well, I got to get inside a brand new Chevy Volt fresh off the line. When I'm not president anymore, I'll buy one.
Truth Team says true.
Even though Volt production was shut down during this speech...
He didn't say he'd buy a new one. From Washington...
This has been a Truth Team update.
Get more on theblacksphere.net.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I got to tell you, it's got to be frustrating out there for you. I get asked all the time. I was on doing radio today. I've been doing a ton of media, and I don't know how many radio shows I did today, but it was every one of them was, Kevin, what do you think is going to happen? I said, it's already happening. It's already happening. The meme's been set. The narratives are written. You just have to undo them, and how are you going to undo them? The only way you're going to undo them is if you are marketing the conservative movement properly, because without that, and it's hopeless. Until we're willing to stand up and say we're not going to let these lies perpetuate or propagate, and when we find them, we're going to make these suckers own them. Like this deal with Von der Rett. Officer Flannery did nothing wrong. He stopped a thug who was armed and was in the neighborhood that man was protecting about to do harm to somebody. Thank God for him. Who knows what that dude was going to do that night? But no, we don't live in that world anymore. We live in the world of, oh, well, he got killed and we need to understand why. Let me tell you, let me make you understand why. Because he's a thug. That's why. If Von der Rett stayed his butt home, you know, got a real job, went out, created his job. I don't know what he needed to do, but I know this. Whatever the issue was, it's on him. It's on nobody else. You shoot three times at a police officer, you go to jail or you get killed. And there should be no outcry of sympathy. Oh my gosh, what happened? You know the stories that never get told when guys like him don't run into the cops. You know what happens? Crime happens. People lose their houses. People lose their property. People lose their lives. And we're sitting there splitting hairs over it. Somebody, oh, it was a white dude that shot him. You know, and we're colorizing, you know, the protection of Americans. We're colorizing it. A country where cops are all colors, lawyers are all colors, judges are all colors, accountants are all colors, and we're colorizing law enforcement. Bill, need to get over here. It's a black perp. I do not want to shoot him. I am a white guy. Oh, yeah, dude, look here. Don't you kill that boy because we'll be in a world of trouble. Let me come over there. By the way, what's he doing? Oh, he's cutting people's throats. Well, hold on. I'll get there as quick as I can. That's what our justice system is devolved to. Folks, it's been a lot of fun. See you on the tube if you do happen to catch me there. If not, we'll be back here again manana. Take care.
The Black Sphere is a production of Salem Communications, Tampa.